This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Let's talk a little Class C wrestling now with a team that's been right in the middle of things for quite a while under the tutelage of Coach Darren Waddington and his staff, and that's the Wood River Eagles. They were in the very tough C3 district yesterday at Centennial. They end up as the district runner-up with 196 points, 8 qualifiers, and Central City, who some folks have ranked number one, won that district. And Coach, it sounds like you're pretty pleased with the way things went yesterday for your kids.
Yeah. I couldn't be happier with how we wrestled as a whole the whole weekend. But, you know, we knew, you have to forgive my voice, I barely have one.
That's the way all you coaches are Sunday.
Yeah, that was an exciting weekend. But we had a great week of practice going into it, so I felt real good going in. I just got a different vibe from our kids. And, really, this first tournament, we've had our whole, full squad the entire season. We had all 14 guys for the very first time. And we put together a good tournament. I mean, anytime you can score 196 points and runner up, you had a pretty good day.
Darren, one of the things, and going back to conference tournament and all that, you guys had been so banged up. You talked about having everybody back. You had everybody wrestle yesterday, yet still, how healthy are you? Are you good to go with all the kids that are going to Omaha?
Yeah, we're pretty good right now. Yep, absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about, let's start with some district champions yesterday, and you've had some good kids there at 103 and Christian and Garrett at 125. They've done a good job all year getting you out of the gate on a positive note.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I wouldn't call it 1-2 punch because they're a little ways away and weight, but, you know, like I tell everybody, and I've probably said this to you before, Christian, you know what you're going to get from him every time. I mean, he's extremely consistent, and He tends to rise to the level of competition, so the tougher the match, the better he wrestles, and kind of showed that yesterday. You know, I thought maybe he'd have a tougher finals match, but it lasted 1:03, so he's looking pretty good right now, and Garrett's wrestling very well right now, too, so definitely having those guys in the lower weights gets us going. You know, we were able to get our 112 and 119 qualified, though, also, so, you know, and that tends to happen, you know, wrestling partners bring the level of their partner up. So,
talking with Wood River Coach Darren Waddington here on the Wrestling Rally. Two other district champions, 4 total, Jensen McTavish at 140, and then also Jonathan Martin at 171. Any surprise that they did what they did yesterday?
No, I guess I can't say that I was surprised. I guess I was pleased, I guess. That's first Jensen had wrestled in, probably a month. After having his meniscus surgery and his first match, he definitely was sluggish. And in fact, he was behind with 1 minute left on the clock, and he managed to pull it out and get a pin. He, you know, took the kid down, put him on his back, and got the pin. And so at that point, I wasn't quite sure what we were going to get up, you know, from him. We talked to him, and he said, yeah, I was real nervous going into that because he hadn't wrestled in so long as far as, you know, during the tournament. And it definitely did not show after that. He wrestled well, and the win in the finals was big. That, you know, Jake Brown beat us earlier in the year 6-0. So for Jensen to get that win was real big for him, confident wise and everything. And Johnny has been wrestling real consistent too. So I can't say as either one of them surprised me with what they did.
8 kids going, 4 of them are district champions, so they should have a pretty good seed. Only one of them finished in 4th, and you guys have been right around that number 5 ranking all year long. When you get to state, it's not so much about how many kids you take, it's how many quality kids you take. Coach, you think this group that you've got going, the way that they performed in districts, can definitely crack the top 5 in Omaha?
I do. Of course, there's no guarantees, but I do. I really think that... Of course, our first round matches are good anytime you get a championship, unless somebody in another district really gets, you know, upset bad. But I just looking at our drawings, I really like, especially Garrett and Christian's draws as far as making it to the finals and winning the whole thing. I think both those guys are very capable of winning the whole thing. Jensen's got a good draw, but 140 is just loaded around the state. I mean, you know, he's wrestling a kid from Hershey that's 31-11. So, you know, and he got 4th out of his district. So, and he's been in and out of the rankings just like Jensen has. So who knows? We'll see what happens there. But, yeah, I feel real good about where we're at. And I think, you know, those 4 guys that won it, I do think they're state medal caliber. And I think our heavyweight's state medal caliber, and so that gives us five guys. You get a couple champs in there, and you're probably in the top five. So I think we are. We'll just have to see if we perform up to that potential.
Darren, we talked with Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com a little earlier in the show. You saw Central City up close. They're the defending champs. Are they your pick?
Well, you know, that's hard for me to say because I have not seen Mitchell. I have not seen Madison. You know, Central City is definitely good. But as far as that goes, I, without seeing the other teams, I hate to say that and seem like a jerk. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're a good team.
I put you right on the spot there, didn't I? Put you right on the spot.
You did, and I don't have a very good answer for that. I mean, like I said, I'll be honest with you, they looked, I don't know if I'd say overconfident, but they were pretty sluggish at districts, I thought, from when we wrestled them earlier in the year. But, you know, that may be. I mean, with that said, when we wrestled them earlier in the year, I was real disappointed in how we wrestled, and this time I was real happy. So maybe it's hard to judge, you know, when your kids wrestle that well. And you know, maybe we just wrestled that much better, so we looked that much better. So I don't know.
Well, let's see.
It's a good team race, it is.
Well, you came off what you think maybe is your best meet of the year, so now there's one left to go and see if you can top that in Omaha. Coach, we always appreciate the time.
I appreciate it, Doug. Thanks a lot.
That's Wood River Coach Darren Waddington joining us here on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this timeout. Well, Ross Halford joins us here from HuskerMat.com. You can check out the rankings. You can check out everything on the website. Of course, that's the fun thing about the website. People jawing back and forth, and you find out a lot more about maybe, hey, I was in the East. What happened in the West? I was in the South. What happened here? I was at the C2. What happened in the C4? And Ross Halford joins us here on our KKPR Wrestling Rally. And, Ross, great to have you again. I know we've saw a lot of wrestling over the weekend. I want to start with, what, over the entire state, what's the storyline this morning in your eyes?
Oh, I think there's several. I think from the team perspective and individual perspective, I think certainly, you know, start at the top in Class A. I think you know, anytime, you know, a team can qualify 14 wrestlers to the state tournament, that's a big thing. But it's kind of become an old hat now with, of course, Millard South, now Kearney and Grand Island all have 14 wrestlers to the state tournament, and that really tells me that Class A is so top heavy. I mean, I think you're seeing a lot of separation now, and I think you look at those teams that I just mentioned, and you know, you can see that those teams put in a lot of time and effort in the off season, and there's a big gap between the top of Class A and the bottom of Class A at this point. Obviously, in Class B, Scott kind of ekes out a district championship, but I think they're set up pretty well to get their 13th straight title. Class C, again, I started kind of putting together the team race, and again, with my forecast coming out here in the next, you know, day or so, I'll analyze this Class C team race a little closer. And then in Class D, of course, Amherst bringing 12 down to Omaha as well. So, you know, in terms of individuals, you know, I think everything kind of went according to plan. We're always going to have those kids that, you know, there's always going to be a handful of elite kids that don't make it for whatever reason. But, you know, not a lot of big surprises. I think it was just kind of a good average, you know, district year, and things pretty much went according to plan.
Ross, give me your gut feeling before you get too deep into Class C. What's your gut feeling tell you right now should be, what team should be the favorite going in?
I don't know. you know, I've started breaking this thing down, and I look at Central City, and they have 10 guys that can score points for them, that will score points for them in Omaha. Probably they need, I believe, 8 medalists. I'm seeing them with their draws that they have right now. They have 6, and maybe they need a couple of wild cards. They need some kids to come through for them. Mitchell, I think they've got 7 point scorers, probably 6 placers and a lot of finalists. And then Madison, in my opinion, I think they probably have 9 guys that can score points for them, but, you know, 6 medalists. And really, I think for Madison, they can win this thing, but they're going to have to win this in the semifinals on Friday night, and they're going to have to get some guys through into the, you know, semifinals on Thursday as well. So I just don't know. I mean, as far as a gut feeling, you know, Mitchell has some sure things, and the other teams have some things that they need to get done. So I would put Mitchell right now at the top, but, you know, it's going to be a crazy, you know, three-team race down there, and it'll be decided on the mat. So that's the great thing about our sport.
Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com is joining us here on the Wrestling Rally. Don't forget to check that out for all the information. It's the number one site for Nebraska wrestling. And, Ross, I was looking at a couple of the posts earlier today, and you put a list of notable kids that didn't make it to state. With your knowledge being a lot deeper than my knowledge, if you picked one or two kids that was just a shock not to make it to state, was there one?
Well, I think... I guess in terms of not making it to state, I guess the situation with what the number one rated Ronald Wells from Omaha Central, who looks like that he gets beat in the district finals by David Kubik out of Lincoln East, a wrestler who's now on the season 16-10, and apparently some, I don't know what the story is, from post-match type of activity that apparently has gotten Ronald Wells kicked out of the state tournament. So certainly that's a big one. He would have been my pick to win that weight. Unfortunate for him, certainly. And then a couple more off the top of my head. I think that Chase Drew's returning state runner-up from Lincoln Northeast at 152, who unfortunately for him, it sounds like that he had a family emergency that actually forced him to have to leave districts. And you hate to see that happen, you know, anytime. And then if you look out at C4 140, we knew that was going to be a tough weight class to get out of. But certainly you look at Brett Mahler from Sergeant Burwell, who doesn't make it out of the district. And then Trenton Hinton from Kimball, a returning state medalist. He had one loss on the season and a senior going into districts and didn't make it out of that district. So, it was as tough as advertised, and again, you just feel bad for the kids that don't make it, especially the seniors that don't make it. But you know, it's sometimes it's just the way things go, and you have to move on and then learn your lessons, and so hopefully those kids will be able to, you know, realize that in the grander scheme of things that there's more important things than making it to state.
Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com here on the KKPR Wrestling Rally. We're going to take a break. We'll hear more from Ross in just a little bit about maybe some of the state storylines and what some of the great matchups could be, some of the history that could be made. And we'll talk with Ross coming up in just a little bit. But right now, we'll take this break. Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com is back with us here on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally, and we appreciate all the fine folks tuning in today here on KKPR and the web at KKPR.com. Ross, earlier in the show, we kind of looked back at yesterday's districts and some of the storylines and maybe a little preview of what's going on at state as far as the favorites, and there's no shocks there. Let me take a look at the state field. What's going to be the number one storyline going into state? What's everybody going to want to watch? And for that casual fan, what are the things that they're going to be hearing about Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning preparing for Omaha?
Well, I think that there's a little bit of intrigue in Class A. I mean, obviously, again, you've got, I think, at this point here, a four-team race, and I think certainly Grand Island being the favorite. They're a very powerful team, obviously. You know, the returning state champions and all the records that, you know, they set last year. So I think watching them compete against Kearney, Millard South, and Omaha North is a great storyline. I think Class B, probably before yesterday, I would have said there was a better storyline in Class B, maybe with some teams that had the possibility to put a scare into Scut. But just looking at how the brackets drew up, I'm not sure right now that Bennington, Plattsmouth, any of the other teams chasing them really have a chance. Scut got some kids to step up yesterday in districts that I think really bodes well for them at the state tournament. But that Class C team race is going to be the big story of the state tournament. You know, we may not have this thing decided until the finals of class, Class C-189 probably, where you've got DeBus from Mitchell, who's a heavy favorite, you know, in that weight class. And who knows? I mean, they may need him to come through with not only a win but a pin. And then certainly there's some great individual matches as well. I look at Class B-189. Fortunately for us, the top-rated Ryan Randall from Blair, unbeaten, 35-0. He drew to the opposite side of number two Sturgeon from Cozad, who's also unbeaten. So there's a near 100% chance that you'll see those two wrestle in the state finals. Highly anticipated, you know, match, of course. And then I think, you know, another big match. We saw a match yesterday in districts in D1 at Sutton, where again, we talked about this last week. Choff gets the pin over Wardine in the rematch of last year's state finals. So, again, they will almost assuredly meet again next Saturday in the state championship, and of course, Wardine will come out now and have a little revenge on his mind from getting beat yesterday.
Individually, a lot of people talking about Ron Coleman. When we're looking at four-time, three-time state champs and things like that, refresh everybody's memory about what could happen at Omaha this week.
Yeah, Ron Coleman certainly going for his fourth state title, and you know he would be the 16th four-time state champion in Nebraska history, and he's all but a lock to get that state title. He's very, very dominant, and certainly one of the best upper weights that Nebraska has ever seen. And this will be the last time that you see him wrestle. He'll play football in college at I believe Southeast Missouri State, a Division II school. So he's gonna drop some pounds after the state tournament and go and play football, but enjoy watching him wrestle. Couple kids that'll go for their third titles. His teammate Rayvon Perkins, Class A 152, just a phenomenal talent, and he's a huge favorite as well. And then Sean Nagel out from Kimball, a kid who I think just because of the location where he's at doesn't get a lot of recognition, but you know, a three-time finalist right now, lost in the state finals his freshman year. He was very undersized, is a 103 pounder, and now again we'll look for his third state title, and he's just a great talent, and I would expect that we'll see him down the road at some point at some college wrestling as well.
Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com joins us. There's some things that including me, you can look at and you go, okay, here's how many returning medalists we have. Here's how many unbeaten wrestlers we have. The only matchup of unbeaten wrestlers potentially before the finals, Class C-135 with Eisenman of Madison and Blanco of Mitchell. There are some other chances, you touched on it there, where they fall on each other. Supposedly the state draws them out of the hat blindly, but it looks like it worked out pretty good this year.
Well, yeah, that match you just mentioned there, potential match between Eisenman out of Madison and Blanco out of Mitchell. I mean, you know, it only adds to the intrigue of that match just because the two teams there, you know, could be locked, you know, at that point in a dead heat for the Class C team title as well. So, so that match should be a pretty hotly contested, provided that both get to that point as well. But, you know, certainly, you know, anymore, we see so many teams that, they travel around and you see a lot of cross-class wrestling anymore. So to be unbeaten at this point in the year is pretty remarkable anymore. My hat's off to those kids that are unbeaten, but just because, again, you're not unbeaten, you look at some of those Grand Island kids with the schedule that they've wrestled, and you know, you look at a kid like Westerby that has four losses as a returning champion, and Reedy, who's probably the favorite, he's got four losses this year. But anytime that two kids are unbeaten at state, that means that, hey, they've been perfect up to this point, and that always does add some intrigue into those matches as well.
And, Ross, finally, you've mentioned it to us on record before. In Class D, you think Amherst, or at least you did going into districts, thought that they had the kind of team that could break the scoring record in Class D this year at the state meet in Omaha. Now that districts are over, do you still feel that way?
I'll tell you, I'm looking at the way that the district or that the state brackets actually set up for Amherst, and they got some tough draws, and they're going to win the state title. I'm sure of that. They're going to have a lot of kids that that end up with thirds and fourths. I think at this point here that probably Tobenheim at 119, and then kid who got upset yesterday, Bryce Diburn. You know, probably a good thing to have that loss there. It actually set him up, I think, a little bit better to get to the finals. I think his toughest competition is the Plainview kid, Boyer, who I watched this weekend as well. But, you know, whether they can break that or not, I don't know. You know, you have to have kids get through to the finals, and I'm not so sure that their draws set them up to get a lot of kids to the finals. So, and that's what Rushville did, who currently holds the record. When they set that in 2003, I believe they had four or five finalists, and I'm not sure now that Amherst will get that, but it'll be close. I expect them at least to be in the 140 range or so, and depending on if they can get some pins and some things like that, then I think they'll be awfully close to that 160.5, I believe, which is what the state record is.
Well, Ross, we appreciate you giving us some time. We'll let you get back to your forecasting for the state meet and look forward to catching up with you again in Omaha. Thanks for the time.
Okay, take care.
That's Ross Alford from HuskerMat.com. Don't forget, folks, the best wrestling coverage. Go to the website, HuskerMat.com, and get signed up or check out the free forums. They're there for you. We're going to take a break here on our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally and be back with more after this. St. Paul Wildcats competed in the C3 district meet over the weekend at Centennial High School. The Wildcats finished fourth in the team race, scoring 113.5 points. They picked up six state qualifiers, including one district champion. We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Wildcats, Mark Starkey. And, Coach, when you go in with one of the tough districts, Central City, who is preseason ranked number one, Wood River, who's in the top five, you know it's going to be quite the battle. Overall, were you pretty pleased with the way things went?
I was pleased with the way things went. You know, we see Central City, Wood River, 2-3 times a year, so our guys have been battling that with them, you know, throughout the season. I think it just makes everybody a better wrestler, and, you know, in the end, you know, we might get beat by them, and they might get beat by us, and it just depends on who comes to wrestle on that day, who's going to win, so...
Obviously, Mark, we got a chance to see at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament and compete pretty well. Do you think the team came along here in the last month, and did you think you got about the number you thought you would get going to state?
We really stepped it up the last part of the season. To be honest, I was really looking for eight wrestlers to qualify. Unfortunately, our heavyweight, they wouldn't let him participate, had a little spot on his back, looked like eczema to me, but that wasn't the way it was ruled. So, you know, that was Blake Thompson, our heavyweight. I was planning on him getting down there. Another one was David Prowler, 71 pounder, lost to Donovan Trumbull in the consolations. It was a close match there, come right down to the final seconds, but other than that, I was pleased with the way the kids wrestled.
Well, let's talk about your district champion, Alex Stepanek, there at 135 pounds. Looks like he had a pretty close final there against Peterson of Central City. Talk about his meet.
Alex wrestled well. We've seen Peterson earlier in the year. Close match the first time out. Alex knew it was going to be another battle. We ended up winning 5-3 there. Alex, he's a very aggressive wrestler, and he always steps on the mat, and he's raring to go. He's kind of like the Energizer Bunny. He never stops going. So,
Mark Starkey is joining us here. He's the head coach at St. Paul. Coach, overall, you did have a lot of kids in the third and fourth place matches, which will make that first round in Omaha very important. As you look at the draws, how do things look for your team overall once you get to Omaha?
Overall, it looks pretty good. Tyler Rohn, 140, he's, you know, when you place fourth in district, obviously you're going to go up against the, you know, the kid that got first in their districts. He's going to have a tough match. I think he's got Scott Matz and Kearney Catholic right out of the gate. Austin Starkey, 119. His bracket looks pretty good. We got a good seed there. Got Dan Dan Prisco from Ord. We've seen him earlier too. So Matt Costello, he got a pretty good seed there at 215. So overall, I'm happy with the way it turned out.
And Mark, have you guys had a chance to set a goal of what you're going to try and accomplish in Omaha, whether it's a number of medals, team points, everybody get a win? Have you guys talked about that?
We really haven't talked about it. You know, every week, you know, one of our goals is, you know, no two and outs. For some of the kids, that's a pretty good goal. When I was shooting for eight down to state, you know, kind of want to be in the top 10. Now that we're down to six, you know, that's kind of going to be hard to do. You know, I'd like to see everybody come back with a medal. So that'll be one of our goals also.
Well, Mark, we look forward to seeing you and the Wildcats in Omaha at the state meet. Thanks for giving us some time today on the Wrestling Rally, and best of luck in Omaha.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally here on KKPR. Talking a little Class C wrestling, we heard from Wood River coach Darren Waddington. So let's catch up with another school that's been with us the whole way and a coach that's been there a long time. Dom Reichs of the Ravenna Blue Jays joins us. Long time, right, Dom?
Time. Appreciate you having me come in.
Well, I'm glad that you guys were able to come in. Obviously, the numbers this year not where you wanted them with just the one qualifier and Jonathan Mucco. But hey, I guess you are what you are. Yeah. You do what you do. We've seen you guys be right in the hunt. And heck, from time to time, I still have to go, really, they were the runner up? I don't even remember that. But I mean, I guess we've talked about all the great athletes you've had at Ravenna. And tell me how things are setting right now with the program.
Well, I think, you know, we're in a little bit of a downtime right now, but we keep pushing and driving and have a little bit of success, like with John going down to Omaha and working through the weekend. I think, you know, things will show up. There's always cycles that go through smaller schools, and we're hitting one of those cycles.
And everybody could say, well, they're a basketball school. Well, you couldn't have all those 103, 112-pound basketball players anyway because there'd be too many of them. I've seen them play. You had nine kids you took yesterday, this weekend. Tell me, overall, we know one's going, but where you're sitting, where you've got a lot of young kids at, where you're looking at for next year.
Yeah, we've got some juniors and sophomores coming up that they're going to turn out okay. We've got a lot of work. We want to maybe try and get done in the off season to have them be on the top side of things. But I'm pretty optimistic if they get that work in, you know, in the off season, we'll be okay for the, you know, in the coming years.
Well, let's talk about John. He was one of the kids that kind of had a crazy thing happen yesterday. He wrestles a kid in the third and fourth place match that he's handled this year three times, but not yesterday.
Yeah, we just, you know, we had three other kids that we met up with, and all three before John were going up against the David City Scouts, of course, with Galen Camrath over there. And, you know, I really thought that we would be able to match up with them pretty well, but, you know, we went 0-3, and I think it sort of trickled down, you know, into John's match a little bit.
So you get him down to state. What are going to be the expectations for him?
Well, the way it looks, you know, every match, we've got to be ready and be, you know, be in every match. He's got to be ready when he steps out on that mat. And if he is, and if he's ready with that, I don't see any reason why he shouldn't be right in there and wrestle the way he has been all year.
Well, obviously, 189 is pretty solid there at the district. We look at some of the kids that advanced on and did some things. As you said, Castle from David City, he wins the thing over Sutton of Central City, and both have some very good records. And as I look here at the quarter bracket, I mean, John's 33-5. It's not like he's a slouch for a wrestler.
Yeah, that's no doubt. You know, when you look at Castle's record, he's got two losses, and both of those losses were to Kozad's 89-pounder. And, you know, that's pretty impressive right there by itself. So, you know, it's he'll be okay with his five losses, and I think he'll go, you know, he'll show up, be ready to go for Omaha.
Well, let's ask him. John's with us here. John Mucco, 189-pounder. I guess you were hoping to do a little bit better, but the first goal is to get to state, and now we'll see what happens as you get to the state tournament. Take me through how the whole day went, and then kind of finish up with what happened in the last match.
Well, the second day of districts, I started off wrestling Sutton, and I really wanted to beat him, but I gave him about everything I had, and he ended up pinning me in the third period. But he's a pretty good wrestler, so I didn't hang my head over that. And I knew who I had to wrestle the next round, and it was a kid I'd wrestled before. He's a pretty tough kid, too. He's a physical wrestler. One of those things where, you know, you can win if you just go out there and wrestle. Can't get nervous. And, you know, once I won that match, I was pretty happy. And then, I don't know, I think I kind of lost sight after that and was probably too happy with just making state, so.
Yeah, take us through, because he wrestled the Merrill kid, Donovan Trumbull. You've seen him quite a few times this year. You've had success. What did you do the first few times that was successful, and then what happened yesterday?
Before I wrestled this kid, I normally set up some pretty a lot smarter shots because he's a really strong kid. The other day, I just kind of just shot expecting to get a takedown or so. You know, I thought I was in his head already. What I was thinking was maybe he doesn't want to wrestle me because I beat him already three times. That wasn't the case. He came out and handled me, so.
So now you go down to state, and it's not like you're taking on an undefeated wrestler or some mountain in the first round. You're taking on this Mo Winkle kid from Loganview, and there's some good kids on your side of the bracket, but everybody seems to have a couple, three losses in there. You've got a solid record. What are you expecting when you go to Omaha?
I expect to get a medal is what I expect, and you know, just wrestle the way I have all year, see what happens. If it doesn't go my way, it doesn't go my way. If it does, it does.
What's the difference between getting ready for that first match and then getting ready for every match after that? Do you prepare differently? Because obviously you got all week to think about this first kid, and then after that it kind of goes bing, bing, bing.
It's one match at a time deal. I don't like to look forward or ahead or, you know, any of that. That leads to losing, so I don't know. I look at it the same way. It's going to be the same after that match. I'm just going to look forward to my next match the same way I've been looking at this one.
All right, John, we'll keep an eye on you down at state, and you'll be carrying the Blue Jay banner, so best of luck.
Thank you.
Dom, seems like a kid that's got a chance here to pick up some medals. That first one is going to be an important one, it looks like, for John.
Yeah, I think that first match would be real important, and once you get in there and you get your feet wet on those mats that are in Omaha, I think things settle down a little bit. There's a lot of things that happen in that first round.
Well, we'll let you guys get out of here. I appreciate it. You got Valentine's Day taken care of? Everything's
it's
good?
It's all taken care of.
Guys, always appreciate Ravenna and what you do for us, and keep up the good work. We'll see you again in Omaha and then again next year on the mats.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this on our KKPR Wrestling Rally.
Another team that was competing in the C4 district this weekend at Hershey, the Ord Chanticleers. And you know you're going to talk to the Ord Chanticleers when I'm taking care of the wrestling rally again this year. The alma mater is going to send five wrestlers to state, and head coach Derry Trampy joins us here on the wrestling rally. Coach, thanks so much for the time, and a very balanced yet tough C4 district, and five kids go. You score over 100 points. Your assessment on how things went for the Chanticleers this weekend?
I think we had probably one of our best tournaments of the year with the way our kids wrestled. We wrestled either at our seat or above our seat in about every weight class we were in. So I was pretty happy with that from the kids. And I just thought they performed really well in, like you said, a very tough district.
Well, let's start with Blake Augustine. He got banged up the week before, and if memory serves me right, he actually had to forfeit out in the final match. But he comes back, and he wins district, and he does it pretty convincingly with a tech fall over the Garza kid from Mitchell. First, how's his health, and now how's that going to translate as he gets to Omaha?
Well, it seems to be pretty good. I asked him yesterday after he got done how he felt, and he said he felt really good, and he looked very, very good. I mean, the tech fall over Garza is something I really didn't expect. You know, I looked for that to be a lot closer match, and then we had two pins to get there, and we pinned away from Gordon Rushville in the semifinals, who would have beaten 6-0 earlier in the year, so we wrestled really, really well, and I think it helped him out because it really put him in a pretty decent draw for the state tournament. You know, I think we drew about as well as we could draw there and where we're placed. We do have Crilly from Madison in our quarter bracket, who's one of our losses this year, so that, you know, hopefully we can avenge that, but we certainly got the other half of the bracket is a little bit stronger, it looks like, on the other side.
And just as important as having a district champ, if you're not going to be a district champ, you want to be a 2 or a 3, so you've at least got a fighting chance, it would seem like, to get a win in that first round. And you've got two district runner-ups and two kids that finished in third. And I know a couple of those guys, as you mentioned, maybe wrestled some of their better matches of the year at districts.
Oh, yeah. At 103, Seth Smedra wrestled really outstanding in the finals against Trout from Mitchell. We were ahead and got reversed and tied up late and went to overtime with him. And in overtime, we got caught in a throw-throw situation. And he took us down. Hadn't quite taken us down. We came through up on top, and he rolled through again and finally got on top when it settled in to get the final points of that match and wound up getting a pin in overtime, which, you know, it was a little disheartening that we got pinned, but we wrestled hard to get to that point. And then Jeff Oates just had an outstanding district meet. I mean, we won in the semifinals against Arnold from Valentine, who we hadn't wrestled before this year, but who certainly had beaten people that had beaten us. And he just has wrestled very well these last 3 weeks, and that was nice to see him push through. And 119, Dan Proskissel, was kind of a nice surprise for us. I think he was the number 6 seed in our district. And the kid that beat us in the quarterfinals, we wound up beating for 3rd and 4th yesterday, and we wrestled back very, very well. And had a lot of pins in the process, and Dan's one of those kids that's come a long way since I think I was looking back at the Central City invite. I think we were 4-7 after that invite. Now we wound up 22-12 on the year, so we've had a pretty good go since since the first week back from Christmas with him. And then Justin Millie at 135 is the other one we qualified. And he had a very good tournament for us as well, too. You know, he was in 5th seed and got a pin in the quarterfinals, moved to the semifinals, and had to wrestle Blanco from Mitchell, who is unbelievably tough. And got beat there, but then we came back through with 2 big wins to finish out the day and a couple pins. So we had a lot of pins in the tournament, which is why we scored as many points as we had. So good tournament for us.
Well, the first bracket I look at is Augustine, and then you can kind of take us from there. But overall, your thoughts on the draws in Omaha?
Well, and like I said, at 160, I think we drew really pretty well. As far as where we're at there, you know, I'm not sure where you can draw at 160 and feel like you're in real good shape, because it's a pretty solid bracket. It's one of the tougher brackets in the state is 160, I think. And at 103, Seth Smedrick drew fairly decent in there. He's sitting, this is a young man from Takima Herman, who's 19-12 first. And then we've got district champion from Weeping Water, or Northrop from St. Paul in there. And you know, we've seen Northrop several times this year, and so we know what he's like, so we can get a little bit of an idea of what the Weeping Water kid or him are like as we watch that match at the state meet. But I feel pretty good about that draw. 119, we drew Starkey from St. Paul, which is a tough draw for us. we've seen him a couple times, and he's a very good wrestler. And I mean, that's so we have to be on top of our game to wrestle with him in the process and see what we get to from there. But again, I think we're at a point where we can hopefully pick up a win or two at that weight class. And, you know, you just never know when you get to state how kids are going to wrestle. But that was one of our tougher draws in the tournament there. And 130, I thought that Jeff both drew very well. Again, where he's at, we drew fairly decent. His quarter bracket looks pretty solid with both Dickinson and Perego in there from Fort Calhoun. And Dickinson from Central City. But, again, we drew fairly decent for our first round draw as far as where we're at there. And at 135, I felt like Justin Millia drew pretty well, too. He drew Wesley Cole from West Holt, first man out. And then I think in our quarter bracket, we have Stepanek from St. Paul, who, again, we've seen them enough times so we kind of know what they're like in the process. So, you know, and it's just like everything. You worry about the first match more than anything else. If you win that one, then that sets up things a lot better for the rest of the tournament. And you don't want to try to predict who you're going to wrestle in the next match, because you just never know when you get down to state. It's just about who's ready to wrestle when they get down there and who's ready to focus on the things that are ahead of them. And we just hopefully we've got our kids ready to do that in the process.
Well, Derry, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the KKPR Wrestling Rally as we get ready for state. And hopefully the Chanticleers continue to pick up wins like they've been doing under your coaching leadership here the last many, many years. Giving us the time here on the show today. And, hey, looking forward to seeing you and Coach Colors in Omaha.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Doug. We appreciate the time and the opportunity to talk about the kids. So thanks.
For the state meet, and they have done that in a variety of ways. Got a couple of district champions, and Jim Anderson and Sam Dunn, the coaches, are joining us here. And we'll start with you, Sam. Congratulations. And I know that we're continuing to build the program, and we're a little more successful this year, maybe a lot more successful this year than we were last year at this time.
Well, percentage-wise, yeah, I'd say that's true. We entered 6th in the district, and we qualified 4. The other two wrestled real hard. We thought maybe going in we'd have a chance to get our whole team down there, but didn't quite work out that way. And we have improved a little bit each year. I think the first year Coach and I took over, we qualified 1, Brandon, and last year we got 3. So this year, you know, just an added one. So.
And maybe with a little bit better opportunity here with the way the kids performed at district.
I've been real pleased all year, and I think Coach would second that. That you know, these guys really got after it. They're hard workers in the wrestling room, and you know, just looking over some of the competition that we see that's qualified in that we've wrestled this year, you know, we feel pretty good that we can go down there and bring some hardware home.
As you take a look at the district yesterday, and for the folks that don't know, Minden was at the B3 district at York. That's where Aurora and Adams Central, and we'll talk with Coach Harper in a little bit, Beatrice, Crete, Northwest, Kennesaw, Shelton, all there. And there was a lot of teams that qualified a lot of kids. I mean, Aurora won it and only qualified 8, so there were a lot of teams between 4 and 7 qualifiers yesterday.
Yeah, it was extremely tough tournament. You know, Brandon will talk to you a little bit about the 215 weight. That it had a Class A state runner-up in it that was wrestling for Northwest that didn't qualify. So that's just an indication on how tough the tournament was. And, you know, there are a lot of guys that went home from that yesterday that won't wrestle again, won't, you know, make it down to the state tournament. And so we feel pretty privileged that we were able to get these 4 in.
Well, let's talk to the kids, then we'll talk with Coach Anderson to kind of recap what they said a little bit. And Brandon Lewis, who's been here with us the last couple of years, as we said, he's headed back, but kind of in a different spotlight here, Brandon, and the message boards. You're one of the kids that they were talking about. This was such a tough district. You went in undefeated yesterday, and now you come out 4th seed because you finished in 4th place. You got 2 losses yesterday. Tell me what happened.
Well, I have Jake Myers in the semifinals, and he just got ahead of me by turning me on my back twice, and I wrestled back, losing by 2. Then I won my next match, and I had Josh Powell from Kennesaw, and I just wasn't shooting real good, and he just kept getting those takedowns off of my bad shots, and I couldn't escape from him, so just wasn't wrestling my best.
Well, never having been undefeated at probably anything worth a while in my entire life, I suppose once you got beat in the semifinals, that changes your thought process. I mean, all year you've been wrestling well, you've been doing what you're supposed to do, you've been winning your matches, then you suffer that first defeat, and you're, I mean, tell me what you were thinking at that point.
I was just mad at myself for losing when I should have won that match. I beat him earlier in the year, I pinned him, and then I go in there thinking, oh, this should be a little tough, but I should beat him, and I went and lost, and it messed with my head a little bit, but it shouldn't have.
And now things, in a weird sort of way, maybe work out okay for you because you never know what your pairing is going to be at state. But you're actually going to see a kid in your own conference from Ogallala in the first round, somebody you're very familiar with, somebody you've beaten. So maybe not a bad look here, at least to get back on track and have your goal down at Omaha be fulfilled.
Yeah, I like my draw in there, and I should win my quarter bracket anyways, as long as everything plays out right.
Any different thought process now as you go to state than maybe what you had going into district?
I just got to wrestle hard and not screw up.
All right. Let's make that happen.
Yeah.
All right. Brandon Lewis joins us here. Let's move on now to 189 pounds. And as we look at Minden here at 189 pounds, this is one of their district champions, and Dan Sanford, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about how did you expect to win districts yesterday?
Well, that was the goal. That was the goal. That's what we were aiming for. Went out there in the finals. That was Kevin Usi from Aurora. I beat him earlier this year at Cozad, so I sure didn't want to split with him.
Tell me a little bit about, and we talked with Coach Dunn about this, how things have been maybe different in a positive way in the wrestling room this year at Minden.
Yeah, you know, we've had a few more guys this year, and I don't know, but we've been working as hard as we can. Yes, it's been paying off.
You and Brandon, you kind of the wrestling partners in the room there?
Yeah, we've pretty well wrestled together since, I don't know, 5th, 6th grade. It's pretty much just 2 of us, so.
And how's that, have you guys been able to feed off each other, and maybe what have you learned from him?
Learned plenty of things from him, and I'm going to assume he's done the same right back. Know each other pretty well. A lot of things we can do to other people that we can't do to each other anymore.
You take a look at your bracket here and tell me what you think.
Well, I've never seen this kid from Lakeview, Columbus Lakeview, but guess we'll see him now.
All right, Dan, thanks for coming up, and hey, best of luck in Omaha.
Okay, thank you.
Let's continue on talking with some Minden Whippet wrestlers, and we go to 160. Bryce Lewis is another champion, beats Vincent of Aurora 8-1 yesterday. Hey, Bryce, tell me a little bit about how that final match went yesterday.
It felt pretty great. I wrestled him earlier in the year, and it was a 3-4 match, so I knew I had to take it to him in the finals there, and I just got after him and beat him 8-1.
Tell me how your year has went. If for the folks that don't know, you're 29-2. You've had a very solid year. You like the way things have went for you so far?
Yeah. I mean, those 2 losses really put a stinger on me. I lost in overtime with Straska early in the year, and then lost to Lenhart at the minute invite and came back and beat one of them, so felt pretty great.
Now as you get ready for the state meet in Omaha, what's your feeling like? Are you nervous? Are you fired up? Are you confident? Are you anticipating? I guess what's it feel like right now?
Feels pretty good. Be winning my district, and now I have a kid who's seated fourth or whatever, and it's just nice not having a district champ.
Well, that's because it's you.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce will be taking on a kid from Scotts Bluff and Weiss, who has a losing record, and then either a kid from Fall City or Pennington. So hopefully we'll be seeing you Friday night in the semifinals, Bryce.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right, buddy. Thanks, and best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, up for our fourth and final qualifier here for the Minden Whippets. We go to 152 pounds, and Jack Rafferty. Do I get that right, Jack?
Yes.
Okay, now tell me a little bit about what it's like heading down to state meet in Omaha for you.
It's going to be my first time down there. I'm a little nervous, but I think I'm going to be able to go down there and come back with a medal.
Now, there's no like rookie thing that these guys are doing to you yet, is there? You know, since, you know, your first time to state.
No, I don't think so.
Tell me what it was like going into districts, and tell me about your district match as you came up the runner-up yesterday.
I had a bye first round. Second round, I had a kid from Fairbury. I beat him 10-2. And in the semifinals, I wrestled a kid from Seward, who I beat 3-4. And then I wrestled Jake Johnson in the finals and got beat 9-4.
Tell me a little bit about that final match against Johnson.
He would get me in these ties, and I couldn't do anything, couldn't set up my shots, so got me being neutral, and that's usually where I'm the strongest at.
So when I'm watching you at state this week, what am I going to be looking at? What's your strength? What are you going to go out at right away? What are we going to see from you?
Being aggressive and getting my shots, take them down, and hopefully turn them to the back.
All right, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to make sure you're aggressive. If not, I'm going to yell from way up in the sixth floor, okay?
You do that.
Hey, Jack, thanks. Thanks for coming, and best of luck to the Whippets. Coach Anderson, come on in here, and the kids all seem to be I guess not jovial is not the word, but I think they've all got a little confidence in them.
Yeah, they're a pretty loose bunch. They don't get too upset over anything. We have work pretty hard in the practice room, but we like to have a little fun, too. So, good bunch of kids.
Well, when you're winning, it's fun, too. And these kids are doing it, aren't they?
That makes it a whole lot better. Like Coach Dunn said, you know, we were 3 years ago, we had one, and we said we're going to have some more, you know, and it's coming, it's getting there, you know, and then three, and now four, and so, you know, hopefully we can keep building on that.
As a group, as a whole, these four kids, what are you expecting in Omaha?
Well, we sure have potential for all four of them to bring home a medal. You know, really, Bryce is wrestling as good right now as I'm seeing him. Dan's final match was just great. And they're all, you know, going real strong. So looking at draws, looking at who we have and so forth, I feel pretty good about what we can accomplish down there.
When you talk as a whole, do you talk about just the first match, or do you plan in the head the parade of champions or anything in between?
You know, I sure don't want to look ahead to the parade of champions, but I think I'm just like every other coach. You kind of plan things out and so forth, and you say, well, if you win this one, you're going to be here and you'll face him probably, and you work it all the way through, and then the tournament starts and it all falls apart because something doesn't quite work out. But you know, I think all of us do that, and we work ourselves into a frazzle, and then when the whistle's, you know, that first whistle, away we go.
All right, Sam, anything you want to add to it?
We're anxious to get down there. We're a good group of kids, and we're anxious to show them off.
All right. Well, Minden Whippets, Coach Anderson, Coach Dunn, guys, best of luck, and thanks for taking some time to come up here and visit us with the wrestling rally today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for doing
it.
Thanks, guys. We're going to take a break. We've got Amherst. We've got Ravenna. We've got Kearney Catholic. They're all in studio. We're going to be talking with St. Cecilia, Adams Central, Wood River, Lexington, Elm Creek, St. Paul, a whole lot more here on the Classic Hits.
Well, the Lexington Minutemen competing in the Class B4 district out at Cozad over the weekend, and Lexington, who has always put on a great to meet the Higgins Invitational every year, and a name synonymous with Class B wrestling, sending three kids this year to the state meet. Coach Ken Vermoss is joining us here on the KKPR Wrestling Rally. And Coach, first off, thanks so much for the time, and you got three kids that are going to be going to Omaha, and I guess this is a coin flip. They're all going in as the number three seed, so they got some work ahead of them.
Yeah, we, you know, taking a look, and Rolando Gonzalez at 140, think that he has an opportunity to win his, you know, win his first match. He's wrestled a kid from Hastings before, and won that match. So we have, you know, hopeful that he can do that again. And Bill Reynoso at 145 is wrestling a kid from Aurora that's. We think that he's got an opportunity to win that match too. And also Jesus at 152, it's going to be a little bit tougher for him. He drew a kid from Milford. I don't know anything about him, but he's from Plattsmouth, but he's only got one loss on the year, so he's must have just lost his match in the at district, so probably a pretty tough kid.
And as you go in there, I guess, Ken, you look at it and you got a couple kids you've seen before. Does that make it more comfortable? Which side of the fence are you on when you see somebody that you've already wrestled? I suppose it makes a difference if you've done well against them or not.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, it's not that bad. I guess I don't feel as nervous if we just wrestled a kid once and going to wrestle him again. You know, it's those guys that you've wrestled three or four times in the same year, and for some reason they seem to just always get a little bit closer, you know, and that happened to us at districts with one of our freshmen. I thought they had a great chance of qualifying, and he had wrestled a kid from Cozad twice, beat him the first two times, and now he's lost the last two times against him. So, you know, that's the way things happen.
And you're taking two seniors and a junior, so you got some kids with some experience. It's not like you're taking a bunch of freshmen down there this time.
Yeah, and there's, you know, two of these guys have been there before, so that's Rolando and Bill both were there last year, and that's, you know, that's very helpful because I know their eyes were pretty big last year, so.
Ken Vermoss.
Hopefully it'll be better.
Ken Vermoss from Lexington joining us here. With that said, Ken, do you have some young kids that are coming up? Usually when you go down to state, we always see that there's a new young freshman that's starting to make his move and maybe a 3 or a 12-pounder. What's the next couple of years look like for the Minutemen?
I've told other people, you know, this is the first time in 7 or 8 years that I can actually say that we're going to be better next year and the next year and the next year. So we have some really good eighth graders coming up. We've had up to six freshmen wrestle varsity for us this year, and we have four sophomores on our team that are varsity. So I really believe that, you know, if they stick it out and do the things they need to do, that it's going to look much better for the Minutemen in the future.
Well, Ken, we always appreciate the great work you guys do over at Lexington, and hopefully we'll get a chance to run into you in Omaha. Thanks for giving us a few minutes on the Wrestling Rally today. Best of luck to your kids.
Thank you, Doug.
And welcome back to the Classic Hits 98.9 Wrestling Rally as we continue on. Heard from Ross Alford from HuskerMatt.com. We'll hear more from him in just a little bit. But right now, we're going to start off in the studio with the Kearney Bearcats, Class A, ranked number 2 in the state. They win the A2 district yesterday at Omaha Creighton Prep, and they qualify everyone. And one of the guys that helped us get this thing started about 13 years ago and has been a part of it every single year is Coach Tom McCann. And Coach, it's hard to believe that the Bearcats just continue to do what they do every single year, and to qualify 14 now, as Ross says, that's almost starting to become the norm. But obviously it's never a normal thing. Kids have to go down and do their things first. Thanks for being a part of the Wrestling Rally again this year, and congratulations on another district championship.
Thanks, Doug. It's our pleasure. Always a pleasure to be here.
Tell me a little bit about how things were yesterday, because you were the favorite going in. Obviously, you try to get every kid to win a couple of matches to get them to state, and you win half of the district matches yesterday. You have half of the district champions with seven kids bringing home titles yesterday.
It was a tough district, no doubt about it, and the kids had to perform, and they knew that. And I think we raised our level of intensity a little bit yesterday compared to where we've been. And, you know, we went in with a few injuries and a few guys under the weather a little bit with colds and that type of thing. And, you know, we've had a couple guys that hadn't actually wrestled in 2 weeks. So we were just hoping we'd get everybody through and get those guys qualified. And it turned out that things went our way. We won some close matches, and, you know, we even lost some that were real close where the kids performed real well to some top-notch caliber kids. We had the top-rated kid at 130, Gil Allgood, in a cradle the whole last period, and end up losing a match. I believe it was 4-3. So that's pretty, you know, pretty good. And he's a state medalist, and we lost a couple like that. But overall, our kids performed really well, and our coaching staff was really pleased.
Well, let me ask the coach here the question that's on everybody's mind. Now that you got 14 kids going down to Omaha, and two other Class A schools have 14 kids going down to Omaha, how are you going to catch Grand Island? What's the goal here? That's what everybody wants to know. Can anybody catch the Islanders? And I guess you being the number two team according to the rankings, you guys should have the best chance. But a lot of people think there's a lot of room between one and the rest of the teams in the state. But funny things seem to happen when you get to the state meet.
Well, it's kind of, I was listening to the football analysis last week, and somebody had made the statement on one team that they were going to win. I believe it was a New Orleans player, and then they were asking, I believe it was Ditka, what did he think about the guy being that bold? He says, listen, if you went into a football game thinking you were going to lose, you don't belong playing in it. So these guys have to believe they can go down there and win, and that's what it's all about. Go down and do your best. And if you take care of each match one at a time and take care of the little things, win each situation, every period, the wins will take care of themselves. You just have to perform the best you can, and when it's over, say, hey, I give it my best shot, and not have any regrets, and that's what we're going to do.
How many teams do you think legitimately have a shot to go for first or for second here? Because as we just heard from Ross, it seems like Class A is pretty top-heavy, and when you've got three teams that qualify everybody, it would seem that it is a top-heavy Class A this year.
I don't think you can overlook Omaha North. They've got six or seven real tough people. If they all make it into the finals and win, you get a whole new ball game if the other teams falter. But I think you have to look at Grand Island having 10 state medalists coming back. But anything's possible. So that's the attitude you have to take.
Well, let's hear from the kids, and then we'll hear from you again after the kids chat here and maybe some of their chances. And like we usually do, we line them up at 103, and we go all the way through. And now Bam Bam is coming in and joining us first, but his name is Hunter Bamford, and he's actually had to just win a wrestling in the wrestling room at Kearney High just to get into varsity. And I was going to mention, you have 14 kids going to state. I think you got probably a couple more that would go to state if they were wrestling on some other team.
Well, there's no doubt. You know, we had a state qualifier, junior, that Ryan Bauer, who's a pretty tough performer, that beat Hunter the first week and won a Kearney invite. And then Hunter came back, and they've had some great challenges. Just making the team at that weight class was a challenge in and of itself each and every week. So I think that made both of these guys better.
Well, let's have Hunter slide over to the microphone. Hunter, what about having such competition in the wrestling room? I'm guessing Ryan may be one of the top three kids you've wrestled all year, and he's right there in the own practice room. What's that been like?
Yeah, having a good partner helps a lot, and learn a lot of new stuff about different people and stuff.
Has it been nervous for you this year? Every time I talk to a freshman and they get the first time going through all this, have you ever been nervous at all this year while you're wrestling?
Yeah, I've been nervous every tournament before each match.
Is that a good thing, you think? It's okay, you're learning to overcome that a little bit, or it's okay to be a little nervous every time?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Well, tell me a little bit about districts yesterday. Obviously, everything is going to be the first time through, you know, your first meet or your first championship or your first varsity win. Tell me what it was like going into districts this weekend.
I just came in, I don't know.
Ready to do some damage.
Yeah.
You're ranked number one. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I've worked really hard in the practice room. And
all the other things leading up just to get into a varsity level. I know you've wrestled a lot, you know, as 8th grade, 7th grade, since you were just real little. It seems like all the kids that end up being top ranked or doing well their freshman year have to wrestle in the little kids program. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in wrestling.
Yeah, I started wrestling really young in the Mat Cats, and I've been wrestling ever since in middle school. And
just dominating. Matt Katz, 100 thanks. Good luck at state, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Omaha, okay?
Thanks.
All right, Asa Stansberry is with us as well. The Bearcats won the first three district titles yesterday with Hunter and Asa, and then Andrew Smith at 119. Asa got some pretty good young kids and some pretty good lower weights there at Kearney High, as we just talked with Hunter there. Pretty talented little kid, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty talented.
But you show him how it's done every once in a while?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Asa, you come away with a 12-10 victory in your district final yesterday. That's pretty exciting for the fans to watch. Is it pretty exciting to wrestle a match like that?
It's pretty tiring, really. I mean, it's really stressful on me and just the rest of the crowd, too. Coaching staff as well.
Well, take me through what the year has been like a little bit here for Kearney High. You guys have been, again, very successful. When you go in knowing that you're supposed to win, does that make any pressure, or is that more confidence than pressure?
I think it kind of gives you a false sense of victory sometimes, because you go in thinking it's already won, and that guy's coming in just stronger than before and just ready to take it to you.
Now, all the team qualified last year. Was that the goal again, to get everybody there again this year?
Oh, yeah. That's the goal every year.
And you guys were pretty confident that was going to happen?
I don't like to use confident, but that's what we were striving for.
You're getting ready for state. Tell me a little bit about how things stack up for you when you looked at your bracket.
For state?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really looked at my state bracket yet, but from what I hear, it's going to be tough either way.
And every time you get to state, it is going to be tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Asa, hey, thanks for coming in. We got a lot of guys to talk to, so we'll go ahead and move on to Andrew Smith, the district champion at 119 pounds. And, Andrew, when you watch two guys go out and win district championships right ahead of you, what were you feeling when you took the mat?
It usually gets me fired up. Me, Asa, and Bamford, right before every time, Bamford gets me fired up watching him wrestle, so I was just ready to go.
Get after it and make it three in a row, huh?
Yeah. Now, the champion's coming, yes.
You got some youngsters over there, as we said. You know, Hunter is, of course, just a freshman, and Asa's been around a couple years. You're a senior, though, and not all the time do we think that seniors are at the 103, 112, 119.
Yeah.
But, boy, when they are, they seem to have a little bit of an advantage. You see a lot of younger kids, but that's not always the case when you get to Omaha. So tell me about what it's been like wrestling at 119 this year.
I mean, it's been tough, so there's some tough kids I've wrestled. I mean, being a senior helps, having more experience with being out there and stuff.
Now, you get ready to be on the same half of the bracket here with the Reedy kid of Grand Island. Now, that's looking ahead to the semifinals.
Yeah.
So I know you got to get the first two, but tell me what your thoughts are as you get ready to go down to Omaha being a senior.
I'm just thinking about it's my last year, and that I'm going to give it my all, and I'm not going to let anything back.
Anything different? Do the coaches talk to the young kids, or do the seniors talk to the freshmen and the sophomores and let them know what it's like?
It's kind of both. We all pitch in, let everybody know a little bit about it.
Is there anything you can share with us that you tell these guys?
Just the first match, as soon as that gets over, you feel better. The first match is the hardest match to get through.
Just don't get caught looking at the lights, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Andrew. Hey, we'll see you in Omaha. Congratulations, right. And let's bring home a little Saturday medal, huh?
All right, thanks.
Let's move on to 140 pounds, and we are joined by Isaac Almquist of the Bearcats. Isaac, you know, not everybody wins districts, and you're one of the guys, and I'm not poking fun at you, but, I mean, hey, not everybody can win districts, but you got to come through that heartbreak round. That's got to be as nerve-wracking as it gets, so when you know, if I win, I go, and if I don't, my season's over. Take me to that match and how that played out for you.
Well, I was underdog going into my bracket, and I was pretty nervous going in that match, and I just thought, this is it. So I kind of really prepared myself for that match, kind of going after it, and didn't leave anything behind.
You're new on the varsity scene here for the Bearcats. Talk about earning that varsity spot this year.
Well, it was kind of crazy with some kids, like, coming on and off the team and just wrestling off a lot, and then didn't end up being where I was, so worked really hard to get there.
Well, now that you're there, talk about what it feels like, that A, making the varsity, and B, making it to the state tournament.
Well, making varsity, that was a big step for me, and then I was pretty nervous right at first, and then I worked really hard and got through the season and ended up making varsity at the end and making state, and all played out really went nicely, and so now I got to focus on wrestling at state, trying to do something there.
What's your goal as you go to state?
My goal is to contribute to the team points, you know, try to help us win that state title, take our matches at a time.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for coming in this afternoon, and best of luck.
Thanks.
Brandon Newyear, 160-pounder, is going to join us, sporting some spiffy earrings. What's the deal?
I don't know. Just got off work, looked kind of dirty, thought, you know, try something that'll make me look clean.
See, now there you go. Kids were wrestling. He's got to come back. He's got to work. He's got to go to school. He's got to prepare for making it to the state meet. You've been through this numerous times now. Does it get easier, or is it still nerve-wracking every year?
It's still nerve-wracking, but at the same time, you feel, you know, that you know what to do, and you have that little edge that keeps pushing you. So,
Brandon's another senior here for the Kearney Bearcats here on the Wrestling Rally on Classic Hits. Tell me a little bit. Wrestlers always tell me this. Record's 21-3. You probably can't tell me anything about the 21 wins, but you probably remember everything about the three losses. What have you learned from those three losses?
Pretty much those last three matches that I have lost was towards the end of the match. You know, I have slacked off throughout the match, but what I have learned is that you need to go full 6 minutes, whistle to whistle, nonstop, and, you know, just keep trucking.
And your district final yesterday went right to the final whistle, a 4-3 victory. Tell me a little bit about the match.
I just kept thinking to myself, you know, how bad do I want this? You know, do I really want this match? And that's what just kept me through the whole way.
Talking about the difference, I guess, when the coaches send you out there, the difference between being first and second. A, you get the district championship, but B, how it sets you up for state. That becomes a big match, even though you know you're going to state. It's still a big match for what you want to accomplish in Omaha, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do the coaches tell you when they send you out there? Wrestle the whole six, or are there some other things?
You know, they tell you, you know, hey, go out there, stay focused, do your best, wrestle like it's all you got, and that's exactly what I did.
All right, well, thanks for getting off work and coming in and talking to us, Brandon. Good luck.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Jensen Foss is coming up next here at 171 pounds. Also in the district finals yesterday, didn't work out, lost to a kid from Omaha Creighton Prep, but yet you're going to state, and tell me how that feels.
It's pretty good. It's the third year in a row I've made it, and yeah.
We asked one of the guys earlier, does it get more nervous, or does it get a little easier at least before you walk out on the mat?
It gets a little bit easier, but you're still pretty nervous. First year as it stayed, it was pretty big. All the fans there was kind of wide-eyed and didn't know what was going on.
Tell me what the biggest difference is between wrestling at state atmosphere-wise than dueling at Millard North or having a home duel or anything like that, because one thing Kearney has, they've got great fans and you can always hear them in Omaha. Is it that big of a difference, or does it help when you can hear your fans there all the time?
Oh, I think it helps when you hear your fans. You can hear them cheering for you. You want to wrestle harder and do it for them.
You've got a kid from Bellevue West in the first round, and Millard South, Millard North on the other end, but your record here is the best out of the whole four. Do you like the way your bracket drew out a little bit?
Yeah, couldn't be too mad with it.
And the goal?
Goal, make to the finals.
That makes the coaches dress up and wear funny ties and things like that. You know that. Well, Jensen, hey, thanks for coming in. We got one more to talk to. He's large.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big kid. He's a huge kid. This is what happens when you weigh. Did you have to cut weight at 285 to make it, Joe? Or Joe Allen, by the way, is joining us. Or you've been just a solid 275 the whole time?
During football, I weighed about 310, so I had to cut a little bit.
Is that harder for a big guy, or is there a little bit more to lose? I imagine when you're trying to get down to 103, that might be tough, but is that tougher when you're a big fella?
No, I sweat pretty good in practice, so it just came right off.
Now, obviously, a solid football player for the Bearcats, as wrestlers have been from time in and time out. I got to ask you what wrestling does to help you in football, and then vice versa, how football helps you in wrestling. Can you think of a couple of specific moments when that happens?
Just footwork. Wrestling keeps you light on your feet, helps out on the football field. Works on my endurance as well, for both ways, yeah.
Now, you you get the short end of the stick because everybody's telling me this Coleman kid's pretty good from Omaha North. A golden opportunity, I guess, to be on the spotlight here, but obviously one of the biggest challenges that any of the Bearcats have in the first round. Have you had a chance to think about that much?
I was talking with Coach at our practice this afternoon about it, and he said just go out there and stay with him. Frustrate him a little bit, take him out of his game.
Are you excited about this?
Oh, yeah. I love the challenge. I'm ready.
And Coach McCann and all the coaches have told us before the way I'm amazed that not everybody obviously can be in the finals. And the kids that come back through, whether they lose the first round or the semifinals and are still wrestling on Saturday, picking up those points. Kearney has obviously found a way to get so many points that way. As you approach this, and if things don't go well against Ron, you got a long road coming back. But being in the position that you're at as a senior, this is your last go.
Oh, yeah. Shooting for a state medal. I think I can do it, too.
All right, Joe. Hey, thanks for coming in and talking to us. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Tom McCann with us for just a couple of minutes, and then we'll be talking with more of the area coaches and wrestlers here on the rally. Coach, Joe's got a heck of an opportunity in front of him here.
Well, there's no doubt. You know, Joe does have 103 body trapped into that 300 pounds, though. I can't convince him of that, but no, Joe has a challenge. We know that, but you know, I was showing him a picture of Henry Harmony back in 1974 when he was taking on the defending state champ that had won 30-something, I think 50 in a row over 2 years. And the picture had Henry Harmony's hand being raised and the other guy looking in frustration. So things are possible at the state meet. You go in with a positive attitude. You know, we had the chance to have Travel Delagnev up in our room the other day and give a little talk to our guys before he went to districts. And the message was pretty simple. If you want to wrestle at a higher level, you must get rid of all the negative thoughts and kick them out and always have positive thoughts. And when you replace the negative with positive, your performance level goes up much greater, much faster. And that's what he's had to do at the world level. And I think these guys really took that message to heart at the district meet.
When you have everybody go, I guess sometimes it's easy to say things went like you wanted it to. Well, you got 14 kids, you got 7 district champions. You've had a chance to look a little bit at the brackets here. Some are going to be good, some aren't going to be good. What's your feeling on this Sunday before digging too deep? What's your feeling about your team as you take them to Omaha?
Well, as I told them right before the district tournament, I said, hey, tournaments are won with third and fourth placers. That's where they're usually won. We've had a couple tournaments this year where we won it with championship matches, 12 in the finals and one. This is a tournament that's going to be, I think, wide open. Anybody has a shot at it. And those guys that come back, and I'll tell you right now, if all 14 of these guys medal, we're going to win that state meet.
Well, the Bearcats taking 14, 1-3, Class A. I think that's the first time that's happened, isn't it, Tom, that three teams have qualified everybody?
I think so.
And so,
you know, I might mention that we've really been on a roll. I think this is the fourth year in a row we've qualified our whole team. 4 years ago, we only had 13 because our 103-pounder was, not there. So we only had 13 guys, but we qualified everyone that year. So we've been really fortunate. Our guys have wrestled real tough at the district's meet. And, it's just we just really feel that we've been blessed with some quality kids over the last 4 years.
Well, Coach, we'll let you and the kids get out of here and get ready for that road to Omaha. And we'll talk to you again down at the Quest Center. Again, can't thank you and the Bearcats enough for all you do. Help make my job a little bit easier covering high school wrestling.
Doug, I appreciate it. And, you know, I'd really like to give a shout-out to our fans. We had great fan support down at Omaha Creighton Prep yesterday, and they were there in big numbers, and it really did help these kids do well.
Well, there's nobody better than the Kearney Bearcat fans when it comes to wrestling, and we're starting to see even more fans, from the area that are very vocal when it gets in a positive way when it gets down to state and districts.
Thanks a lot, Doug, for all you do for wrestling, and I'd like to wish all the local teams success at the state meet.
All right, take care, buddy. Tom McCann, Bearcats, thanks for the time, guys. Best of luck in Omaha, and we'll have a chance to own. But right now, Kearney Catholic comes in to talk to us. Matt Rogers, Kenny Luther, and their qualifiers that are headed to state. And Matt, welcome back, man.
Us.
Let me turn you on. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That's good. That's good that you can get that done. The Stars, 4 qualifiers yesterday, 109 total points in the C4 district at Hershey, coming off the top 5 finish at state last year. Probably not going to happen this year, but you have built this program to right where you want it to be, and now the numbers are just a little bit different this year, and of course, you don't have a 3-time state champion coming back either to help you out, but tell me a little bit about the Stars.
No, they've...
done real well. We've got those, you know, these four qualifiers, kind of the four that we thought should definitely be going. And then, you know, we've got some younger guys that are coming along. We just struggled a little bit this weekend. Couldn't quite get through there. But overall, we've got a good crop coming up in the eighth grade, too. So
well,
things
are
good.
Well, tell me a little bit about how districts went for these four kids then yesterday that did make it to state.
All four of them wrestled fairly well. We had some tough matches. Probably could have gone just a little bit better. A couple champs, a couple runners up. But overall, I think right now, just where we're sitting right now, you know, over the weekend doesn't matter. What matters is coming up this weekend. So they did okay.
A couple of district champions yesterday. Mike and Scott, tell me about how they did.
Well, Michael started wrestling like he's capable of. He kind of had a little slump a couple weeks ago and looked like more like the old Michael that we know and love, not the one that we don't care for as much. So we'll take this guy, and he's looking good. Scott had a tough weight class yesterday, and probably the toughest weight in the district, and he came through again. So he's looking good.
Then you also had a couple of kids that were a district runner-up. Their performance and maybe their draws as they go to state.
Anthony had, he had Sean Nagel from Kimball, who's a stud, and Anthony hung right in there with him, wrestling pretty good. I think that maybe we found out that we can wrestle with him and maybe have a shot to beat him this weekend. Matt had another tough kid, but he's a younger kid. Everybody knows about him, but I guess this would be a huge win for Fenske from Sergeant Burwell. But he came out to wrestle and got Matt down a little bit, and then Matt kind of got in panic mode a little bit, and then score got away from him. But he kept wrestling the whole way through. Matt didn't look tired at the end, so I look for him to step up this weekend too. So
well, let's kind of keep the same procedure we've had here. We'll talk with Coach Luther after we talk to the kids here, so bring in and he can kind of recap everything for us. Matt Klingensmith, step in here. Coaches are pretty brutally honest with the kids, aren't they? They let you know what they think, and you guys probably know what happened, but they kind of reiterate that, don't they?
Yeah.
What happened yesterday? The good meet? I mean, tell me how you thought things played out in the last couple of matches you had in the semifinals and the finals.
The semifinals were pretty easy. I mean, I knew it was going to be easy, but I only had one tough match, and I was going to be the finals against Fenske, and I don't know. He just came out more aggressive than I did, and I guess I'll be more prepared to state. I mean, I'm not going to dwell on it, but.
Well, obviously, being a guy that's been to Omaha a few times now, you got this whole procedure down. Tell me a little bit about what you're expecting out of yourself and your bracket draw this time around.
Well, I found out that I had a better draw by losing because I'm not on the same side as Austin Wilson. And yeah, that worked out good, but hoping to get in the semis, and then I'll probably have Wemhoff from David City,
I think. Yeah, Tanner Sutton, 38-3 as a senior, got tripped up yesterday as well. You got the Swanson kid from Weeping Waters in there, so and then you're going to have to get past this kid from Madison, it looks like, maybe in your quarter bracket.
Yep, a pretty tough road, but better than the other side.
All right, buddy. Best of luck. We'll see you down there.
Thanks.
That'll bring in, what do we got, Scott Mattson next. He's going to come in and join us here. He was the champion yesterday at 140 pounds, and you're good. Nobody's beat you all year. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm just wrestling good, I guess. I feel pretty healthy.
Did you think that you could have the kind of year that you've had so far? Did you see this coming on?
Somewhat, because I wrestled pretty good towards the end of the year last year, so I knew if I just wrestled tough that I could probably beat a lot of kids.
You had an exciting match yesterday in the finals, 15-11, a lot of scoring. Tell me how that all played out.
Yeah, I don't know, he's just kind of a funky wrestler, and he did a lot of moves that I wasn't really used to.
Some of that Western Nebraska stuff?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, as you get back down and go in undefeated to state, a lot of people are going to be looking at you. You're going to be the guy they're talking about. Well, I got Mattson on my side. Boy, I got to wrestle Mattson. What's it like maybe to be the favored kid instead of the guy that's got to try and come from an underdog role? What's that been like for you?
I don't really care because you're still going to wrestle the same kids no matter what. So it doesn't really matter what people think because you still have to wrestle them.
Do you think about the Parade of Champions or do you just not think about that at all?
I don't know. That's kind of like my goal is to get to the finals. So I think about it a little just, but I don't know. Just got to take one match at a time.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that when it comes up on Saturday, okay?
All right.
Scott Mattson joins us, Kearney Catholic. Anthony Pacheco comes in next. He's ballooned all the way up to 119 pounds this year. You've been working out?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually.
I was going to say, man, what's it like is stepping up? I mean, everybody's been thinking about you as that three-pounder all the time. Yeah, now you're 119. What's going on?
It's a lot different now. Kids are stronger. They're quicker now. It's tougher.
Is that a good thing?
I think so.
Are you quicker and tougher?
I hope so. I mean, I don't know.
Anthony's 34-2. He's just a sophomore, and guys have talked about the way that you have progressed here. Where do you think you improved the most this year compared to last year?
Probably competing with the big dogs, not beating or not being like nervous to wrestle them, just going out there and wrestling my match.
Talk about going back to the state tournament in Omaha. Now you can be honest. What did you feel last year when you were going?
Oh, I was nervous being in front of that crowd. It's kind of scary looking up and seeing all those people there.
And what do you think it's going to be like this year?
It'll probably be the same, but I'll be expecting it now.
Be a little bit different scenario, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Anthony. Hey, thanks for giving us some time today. We appreciate you joining us on the show, and let's bring in this Rogers kid. He wrestles at 130 pounds, and he was a district champion yesterday, beating up on the Ord kid. Thanks for doing that. That was a good job by you.
No problem.
Tell me a little bit. You're getting back into, I guess, the mojo that you were hoping for and going in and winning this district. Tell me a little bit about what you thought going into districts. Did you feel that this was going to be your district to win?
Yeah, I felt pretty good about it. I didn't have very much tough guys, but it was okay for me.
23-4, he's sitting as a junior. He's going to take on a kid from Madison and then maybe a kid from Louisville in the next round. Do you get caught up in looking at who you're going to wrestle, or do you pay any attention to who's on the other side?
I don't really pay attention to anybody about who I wrestle and things like that.
Okay.
Come out to win.
I talked to a couple of the kids earlier about their style. When I'm watching you on Thursday in your first match, what am I going to see from you?
Probably going to beat the kid, maybe. I don't know. Takedowns.
I got confidence. Like I got confidence right here. You don't have a style? You just...
Well, I'm a shooter most of the time, so...
I like that. Michael, I'll let you get out of here, because that's a good quote, because I want to bring in Kenny Luther, who's got all the style in the room right now. You never know what these guys are going to say, do you,
Luke? No. It's amazing what comes out of these guys' mouths sometimes.
Well, things went so well yesterday. Did I misspeak? You had three district champs yesterday, is that right? Or just two? You got the two district champs. Okay. Two district champs, two runners-up. Yeah, Matt and Anthony were runners-up. But you got four kids that could be wrestling well into Saturday, don't you?
Oh, yeah. All these guys have wrestled Saturday down in Omaha, so they know what they're getting into, and they've all placed. So we don't have to sit there and explain what it's going to be like. They know, so it makes our job a lot easier.
Looks like a duel with Madison on the first day here. You got a lot of their kids, and they're one of the teams that's talked about being in the run for a state title with Central City and Mitchell.
Yeah, they sent 11 kids, so they've got a lot. I mean, our four kids, heck, if we pin everybody the whole tournament, we'll get fifth, maybe, where these guys have scored a lot of points, but hopefully we'll knock them off and help the other teams out.
Is it different when you don't take as many numbers? You guys started and it was great when you took two or three or four kids, mm-hmm. and then you build it up to the number that you took the last couple of years. Now you got four kids. Is there a different mentality as a coach when you take four as opposed to six, seven, or eight?
Well, it's nice when you have an even number because you don't have to work with them. They can work with each other, and I don't have to get dirty, or Coach Rogers doesn't either. But, you know, we want more numbers. The wrestling room's kind of small right now, but it's like Coach Rogers said, we got some kids coming up, and they see what these guys are doing. A couple underclassmen would be there for next year to help them out. So it's, you got your down years and your up years, and it's hopefully just keep going up.
Talk about, before we let you out of here, because the Kearney High kids mentioned it, and the Matt Cats are having their 10th year. You guys got your little kid wrestling program. It's almost to the point now where if you're once your guys to be good young, they need to find out the fundamentals at least. Tell me a little bit, because I know you're involved with the little kids wrestling program. What gets taught there that becomes so valuable now that you're seeing these kids being successful in high school?
Not to cry is the number one. No, we just try to teach them the basics. Just start with the basics and repetition over and over and over until they get it right, you know, and especially the little kids. And then we've got a UNK kid that comes in, that wrestles for him, comes in and works with the older kids too, and he's doing a good job. He shows a little more that, you know, me and Coach Rogers we pick up stuff from him too, so it's, they don't see the same stuff over and over, but it's a lot of repetition.
And now the big question, Valentine's Day taken care of?
Well, I think so. I hope my wife's not, well, she might be listening, so honey, if I didn't do anything right, sorry.
Well, and there it is. She's already telling you what to pick up on the way home. Well, we'll let you guys get out of here. Matt Rogers, Kenny Luther, and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Hey, guys, thanks for coming
thanks
in.
Thanks for everything you do for wrestling.
Sure appreciate it, guys. As we continue on with the KKPR Wrestling Rally, glad to have you along.
Plenty of teams competing in the C3 district from our listening area at Centennial over the weekend, including the Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. They finished in fifth overall with 93.5 points. They qualify four kids for the state meet. And we are pleased to welcome to the Wrestling Rally Coach Ryan Brand. And Coach, first off, thanks for the time. And I guess congratulations. You thought you had a pretty good Saturday yesterday.
Yeah, the kids wrestled really well. Got four to go down to the Quest Center and three district champs.
Well, let's start there. And, of course, the one that everybody knows about is Austin Wilson. He is so solid at 145 pounds. Tell me a little bit about not only the way he wrestled yesterday, but the progression he has made throughout the season.
You know, he's come through really well for us this year. He's had a pin or check fall in every match except for one, and he just goes out there, and he's one of the hardest-working kids I've ever been around and just continues to improve every time he goes out there.
When you got a kid that's just that darn good in the wrestling room, how does it help everybody else out?
He's one of those team leaders that pushes everyone else, and really helps out the other kids on the team. All the other kids look up to him and look to see what he's doing, and then kind of copy that and try to follow his success.
As you take a look at his bracket at 145 pounds, when you're number one, I guess every draw is pretty good, but is there somebody that you look at in the other 15 kids that might be able to push him a little bit once they get to Omaha?
The one kid that we really haven't seen out of there is the Fenske kid from Sergeant Burwell and the Shrunk kid from West Holt. So those are two kids that we'll look forward to seeing and see if they can see what challenges they can put out there for us.
Ryan Brand is speaking with us, the head coach at St. Cecilia. Let's talk about a couple of the other district champions. Joe Tickle's a kid that's done a lot of good things, but now he comes through with the district championship, and he's looking to take that next step in Omaha.
Yeah, this is Joe's a junior, and this is his third straight district title, so he's had some success for us. And he was a state runner-up for us last year, and so we're looking to kind of try to get back where we were last year and see what we can do.
And then your other district champions up at 215 pounds in Ben Conan, and again, pretty convincing win in the district final for him.
Yeah, he's really improved as the year's gone on. This is actually his only second year varsity, and he ended with the district title as a senior, and he's 37-7 and hoping to bring home a state medal.
And as you take a look at that 215 weight in Class C, it looks like it might be a little open. What do you think his chances are?
You know, we're kind of happy with our draw. We'll have a tough kid from Chase County first, and then a Crofton kid that we've seen once before. So, you know, depending on how we wrestle, hopefully we can come out on the winning end.
Now, they're not making fun of Zach because he didn't win districts, are they?
No, they're not. Zach wrestled really good, the best he's wrestled all season yesterday. So the older kids have kind of taken Zach under their wing and kind of showing him the ropes.
What happened there? I'm looking at the score here. What happened in that third and fourth place match?
It was kind of one of those back and forth matches. We had lost to that same David City kid in the quarterfinals on Friday night, and we were able to wrestle a lot smarter for third and fourth on Saturday, and ended up getting a pin in the second period.
Ryan, you're not the first coach that has told me that. You see that from time to time, a matchup in the consolations from earlier in the tournament. When you've been beaten the first time, how do you turn things around in such a short amount of time when you're not necessarily expecting to see that kid again?
Well, we kind of look at, you know, what are the things that we did well or didn't do well in that matchup, and how can we change that and wrestle a little bit smarter to try to turn things to our advantage the next time we see that same kid.
Now, as you get ready for state, to four kids going down, and with three district champions, you got some kids that might stick around quite a long time here. What are the expectations going to Omaha?
Well, I think everybody's goal is to bring home a state medal and just wrestle their best that they've wrestled all year in Omaha. And I know with the one senior, Conan, and that went 0-2 there last year, he wants to, you know, have some success down there. And Austin and Joe want to repeat their same success, and in Joe's case, win one more match than last year.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to your Sunday, and it looks like we could be talking about the St. Cecilia wrestlers right into that final report on Saturday. So have a great week, and we look forward to seeing you and the Blue Hawks in Omaha.
All right, thanks for having me.
You bet. Ryan Brand, he's the head wrestling coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll be back with more wrestling on our KKPR Wrestling Rally right after this timeout. Well, the number one team in the entire state of Nebraska is the Grand Island Islanders, and they've won out and proven that throughout the year. They are the defending state champions, and like a few other teams in Class A, they have qualified their entire team this year with 247.5 points coming out of the A1 district up at Norfolk. And we are pleased to be joined by Coach Mike Shadwinkle here on the Wrestling Rally. And, Coach, first off, congratulations on, I assume your goal was to get everybody there. I know some coaches say that all the time, but I think it was probably a realistic goal going in, wasn't it?
You know, somewhat. We knew we were going to have a tough time getting Matt Bowen in at 112, but, you know, Matt came through and wrestled a great match in the consolations and came through and got himself in, and so, you know, that was a great deal for him.
Coach.
But, you know, the rest of the kids, we fully, you know, we expected to get them all in, and they all performed well too, so.
Coach, a lot of people have been asking, what's the situation with Nate Westerby at 215? He did what he had to do yesterday and then went ahead and forfeited out in the finals.
Yeah, Nate's been sick. I guess, you know, he's had been dealing with a virus and hasn't been wrestling very much, and he's really been kind of not feeling well and not really able to compete. And so, you know, we just, like you said, we just wanted to get him qualified and get him in and leave it at that and not really push him any further than we needed to. You know, we feel like at 215 there's, you know, there's him and Jordan Heidemann, and then, you know, there's a few other kids, most of which, you know, Nate has beaten already, and not to discredit them or take anything away from them, but we really felt like, you know, being split on the opposite side of the bracket from Heidemann was really where we needed to be. And, you know, so getting Nate to the finals was what we needed to do, and he had to fight through a rough match in the semifinals, you know, due to some conditioning and stuff like that, and just not feeling very well. And so, you know, did what we needed to do to get him in.
Mike Shadwinkle of Grand Island joins us here on the Wrestling Rally. Coach, what's it been like going through this year with the target on your back, being the hunted instead of the huntee?
You know, I talked to an old coach of mine, Pat Cullen, that won three state titles in Alliance from 85 through 87, and he told me, he said, you know, everybody loves you this first year when you knock off the other team that was, you know, in the run, in this case, Millard South. And he said, pretty soon they'll start hating you and wanting to get you. And, you know, I guess I've kind of noticed that from especially the fans and stuff. You know, a lot of people are, you know, cheering when we lose and booing against us and, you know, and stuff like that. You know, just stuff that you notice. I think that's probably one of the biggest things I've noticed. But it's also been, you know, a different kind of deal working with the kids. The kids have really had to learn that they've got to step up and compete at their best level all the time, because everybody knows who we are and everybody's gunning for us. And so, you know, just the preparation that goes in and just keeping the mental perspective of everything that's going on and you know, having that target on our back is you know, that they've got to be ready to compete all the time because everybody's gunning for you. So, just dealing with those things, I think, has been the biggest difference between this year and last year.
And, Mike, with everybody, and I mean everybody in the state, saying that the Class A team race is a foregone conclusion, what do you say to your kids when, because they know, I mean, it's worse now than it ever was with all the media attention and the message boards and the papers and the radio. They know that they're predicted to win Class A and win it going away. How do you make sure that they don't buy too much into that?
Well, we've pushed them and we've tried to train them extremely hard and we've challenged them. You know, I think that the fact that we look back on a lot of what we've done this year and the battles that we've been through and the wins and losses that have been tough. And you know, I think our kids know that, you know, maybe we are the favorite, but I think we're the favorite because of our depth, not necessarily because of our team capability to go win a whole bunch of titles. And, you know, so it's a little scary as a coach, because I know that, you know, we don't have a single undefeated kid. You know, we've got a few of them that are ranked number one, but, you know, we've been dealing with some injuries and some things like that. And so, you know, I think the big thing that I've been doing is just trying to tell them that, hey, this is not a done deal. We do not have anything locked up, nor has anybody given us a trophy yet. And we have to step up and go compete at the highest level, and we've got to make sure that our kids are mentally and physically peaked and ready to go when this weekend hits. And so, you know, I guess as a coach, I think probably every coach in the state in any occasion says that, you know, would say that their team has got to be ready to wrestle, and that you can't take anything for granted. And that's kind of the approach we're taking.
Well, Mike, we can't break down all 14 draws, so without looking at every draw for every kid in the area, it's kind of tough to look at that. So I'll ask you, is there a spot where you see maybe one of your top-rated kids seeing the number two kid before they get to the finals?
You know, I'm not sure that there is. I mean, I really feel like we got really good draws in terms of that. The only one maybe is Frankenberg at heavyweight, where, you know, he kind of stumbled at districts, but, you know, he's going to run into Ronald Coleman probably. I can't remember if it's the quarters or semis, if they both, you know, make it that far. Looks like it'd be the semis. So, you know, I guess that's the only one that I can see where, you know, we're a one or a two and we're going to match up with, you know, the opposite ranking in the semifinals. You know, Alan Taylor split from Matt Lanaw at 189 and Heiderman is split with Nate Westerby at 215. You know, Coleman Westerby's on the same side with Cody Hobbs, you know, so from prep, but I think that's a, you know, I think there's probably three or four good 71-pounders that could win it. You know, you got Jensen Foss from Kearney and Moman from Norfolk, and, you know, and then, of course, Coleman and Cody Hobbs. So that one, it's just kind of a crapshoot. You have to win two or three good matches in that weight class. 152, we feel like we got a great draw with getting Rimpley from Kearney and Rayvon Perkins both on the opposite side. You know, Cameron Mettenbrink is split with Chase White. They're on the opposite sides. Trying to think. Cody Green and Matt Rice are on opposite sides at 135. Carlos Rodriguez is split with Tyrell Galloway, so that's another good split for us. You know, Blake Fruchtel's split with, you know, Harrell and Kenny Martin are both on the opposite side, you know, but he's got Zach Denny and Zach Reese both on his side. So, I mean, and then Andrew Reedy split on the opposite side with Jake Miller. So, I mean, really, really we drew out in terms of those things about as well as we could have.
Well, it could be another great week for the Islanders of Grand Island. Again, everybody will be shooting for you, but, Mike, I guess that gives you guys an opportunity to just go in, wrestle like you're supposed to, and get the accomplishment that you guys had at the top of your board as a goal, I suppose, all season long.
Well, absolutely. You know, we've been very blessed to have a great group of kids and a great group of coaches and just pulled a lot of great things together to make this last year and this year run work. You know, we're excited about the opportunity we've had and, you know, to go wrestle in the national tournaments that we've been to and the national rankings that we've received and things like that are all exciting and are all great things to happen to our program. But, you know, none of those things are really worth it if you can't take care of business in your own state when it comes down to the end of the year and you got to be ready to wrestle at your best. And certainly that's what we're trying to do this weekend.
Well, Mike Shadwinkle, head wrestling coach at Grand Island, best of luck on repeating as state champions, and we'll see you in Omaha.
Appreciate it, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Class B wrestling, and we're pleased to welcome Northwest coach Brian Syberts, whose team, just like Adam Central, was in the B3 district at York the last couple of days. They finished with six qualifiers heading to state, sixth place overall, scoring 92 points. And Coach Syberts, so welcome to the wrestling rally. Congratulations on the weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me. We had a pretty good weekend, I thought, getting six qualifiers, and, you know, that's about as many as we thought we'd get. We thought we might get one more at our 215-pound weight class, but we lost Jesse Genelevich in that heartbreak round. But the six kids we have going are all quality kids, so I'm not real sure about our matchups. We didn't have some very good draws, but we'll see what we can do with those six kids.
Well, coaches, so many people like to do, they always like to look at the weird stuff, and I guess let's start with Jana Levitch. I mean, here's a kid who has a great pedigree, and at 215, there was some wacky matches. You have Jana Levitch not making it. You have Brandon Lewis of Minden, who was unbeaten, and he finishes in fourth. That 215 was really turned upside down.
Yeah, it was probably one of the toughest brackets in our district, and, you know, when we went in there, I told them, don't take anybody lightly, and in that first-round match, he was ahead, and got rolled through and pinned, and we knew we had a tough road back because we'd have to beat the Kennesaw Shelton kid to get in, and he only had one loss going into district, so that kind of was a tough road for him.
Brian Seibrins from Northwest is joining us here on our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. Brian, after that, 2-2-2. You got 2 seconds, 2 thirds, and 2 fourths. Let's start with the second places there in Brandon Picorni and Jacob Grice at heavyweight. Tell me about those two.
Brandon Corney was a big surprise for us. He had a 15-15 record going into district. You know, and he's battled through some injuries the past couple weeks. And you know, if a kid coming off injury, you just don't know what you're going to get out of him. And, you know, he got 2 wins on the first day. And then in the semifinals, he had to go against a kid from out of Central, Ryan Alexander. And he had beat us earlier in the year. And, you know, we thought it would be a tough match, and we pulled it out in the end of the third period to put Brandon in the finals. And, you know, he was thrilled to get there. But we lost to the kid from Beatrice, and Kelsch was runner-up last year. So, you know, we were happy to get Brandon down to state. It's a big accomplishment for him. And then Jake Grease, you know, he was 32-0, and going into that finals against Hinn's kid from Beatrice. It was a good match for us because seeing a rated kid like that in our district, we had 3 ranked kids in our district before going down to state, and that just kind of maybe opened Jake's eyes up a little bit. But he got a great draw down at the state tournament with the number 1 and 2 kid being on the opposite side. So, you know, like I told him, let's take one match at a time and hopefully we can find our way to the finals.
Always seems weird, and it seemed like maybe this year more than ever, there were a lot of kids that were unbeaten going into districts that didn't end up that way. There was a lot of kids that way this year. How, as a coach, do you, and you touched on it there a little bit, but when your last match was your first loss, now they got some time to think about it before they go to Omaha.
You know, hopefully they'll make Jake hungry. Some of the guys on our side of the bracket we haven't seen, but, you know, some of the tournaments we've gone to, Jake hasn't seen a lot of quality ranked kids. So it was good for our district to give him a tough challenge, I think, before going down to state. But, you know, we found out that the Hinz kid is a really tough kid. He was 33-1. And then the Haas kid from Omaha Scott's obviously really good. He was a runner-up at 215 last year.
So, Coach Brian Seibrins is with us from Grand Isle Northwest. As a whole, what are you expecting from the 6 kids that you're taking to Omaha?
Well, like I said, I think we got some tough matchups first round. Our 3-pounder Todd Lothrop and our 12-pounder Trevor Kemet are both going against number 1 ranked kids in the state first match, and that's always a tough draw when you get down to state. But, you know, we'll see what we can do, and if we have to come back through, I think we got some decent matchups where I'm hoping we can score a lot of points. And, you know, our team goal at the beginning of the season was to get in the top 10. The 6 kids, Class B, you know. Just depends how they wrestle and they get down there. I mean, a lot of these kids, it's their first time and the nerves kick in. So, you know, we'll see what we can do when we get there, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brian, Northwest, especially up at the heavyweights, we've been used to seeing the same names or kids that have been there 2 or 3 times. It's kind of that year of a new cycle. You're starting to kind of get some new kids involved and some new names that we're going to see down there in Omaha.
Yeah. You know, like I said, we got one senior, 1 junior and 2 juniors and 3 underclassmen, 3 sophomores. So now I'm looking forward to the future with these young kids and getting some experience under their belt and making our program a lot better.
All right, Brian, well, we'll let you get back to your afternoon. Thanks for taking some time today and joining us here on Classic Hits for our annual wrestling rally. Good luck to the Vikings down in Omaha.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Brian Seibertz of Grand Island Northwest, wrestling with Amherst and Elm Creek, and now we'll talk Franklin as they take four kids. Overall, I didn't get a chance to talk to you beforehand. Is this about what you thought going in? Is this expectations reached?
Yeah, we thought we were going to have four to maybe six wrestlers qualify. We didn't quite pull a couple guys through that we were hoping to, but we're happy to have these guys come down.
When you go into a district with the number one team in the state, does that you have to reassess goals? But like Tyler said, you know, we may not have been full at every bracket, but the top kids at every weight class were pretty darn good.
Yeah, for the district, I thought our top guys were really good. The lighter, some of the lighter weight classes didn't have as many kids as they normally do, which was kind of surprising because Amherst has a lot of light kids and they didn't have a 3-pounder this year. Usually we have a lot of lighter kids and we don't have hardly any of our lightweights this year. So,
well, let's talk about your district champion yesterday, because that was one of the exciting matches of the day, at least as far as a result. Aaron Davis defeats Bryce Dibbern by a score of 3-1 at 152. Dibbern had been unbeaten. He was ranked number one, and of course Aaron's been ranked two, and he's had a darn good season himself.
Yeah, that was an exciting match. That was the first time that they'd gotten to wrestle. Last year they didn't wrestle in districts or at the state, and we hadn't seen them at Ravenna when we go up there. So it was an exciting match to watch them two finally get the chance to wrestle each other.
Now talk about the other three and how they played out yesterday that qualified.
Well, we're really happy to see Kale and Derek Fouts qualify again. They both qualified last year. Kale, he's had an injury that kept him from wrestling the beginning part of the season, and he's finally trying to get in shape and still working on that, and it's good to see him wrestling. He kind of, if it would have been better if he could have wrestled earlier on this year, just to get a few more matches in, but he's starting to come around like we expected him to. Derek, this is only his third year wrestling, and he's done really well for wrestling for such a short period of time. He lost the Helms kid from Arapahoe in the finals, and I think they've wrestled five, maybe six times over the last 3 years. And Derek's really starting to wrestle him really close. The last two matches pretty much came down to the wire, so hopefully we'll get a chance to wrestle him again at state.
Well, let me ask you about this then, because Derek won't know because he's never been little. I mean, if he's only wrestled for 3 years, usually as you make your progression up from being a little kid or whenever you start, even if it's in high school, you're not going to start at heavyweight. Well, what is some of the positives and probably what's a couple of the negatives that maybe he wasn't able to take advantage of because he starts out wrestling against these big boys every time?
Well, I know it's something as a big guy. I think he just kind of learned how to push and shove around the other guys. He's worked a lot on shots and some stuff that we try to get him to do as a big guy. And for a big guy, he's got good footwork. So we try to keep him focused on moving his feet and taking shots and doing stuff like that. And he's really progressed well doing that.
Well, let's talk to the kids. Let's talk with Derek since we're talking about him. He's the heavyweight, finished as the runner-up yesterday. He's state-rated, so is Derek Helms. And let's go straight to that because there wasn't a lot of movement in that match. Now, sometimes you see that from heavyweights. Was that your plan going in?
No. Majority of my stuff I want to do is I want to provide pressure on the guy, make him go into certain situations he's not comfortable in. What majority happened was we just kind of pushed around each other a little too much. I tried a couple shots. Didn't really work for me too well. I tried a last-minute shot with a couple seconds left, and he spun around and got a takedown and beat me 3-1. So past two times I went up against him, I did a pretty decent job at trying to stay with him. So,
did he kind of want to do the same thing that you were trying to do?
I think so. He wasn't really shooting too much on me, and eventually I think we just both started pushing in on each other. We weren't really doing too much.
What about, as Coach said, you haven't been wrestling since you were 4 or 5, but what have you learned, and where do you think you've gotten a lot better at here in the last year?
I remember sophomore year, I used to work at the school, and Stacy James is our assistant wrestling coach, and he told me that for being as big as I am, I had good footwork, and he said I should try wrestling, but I didn't really believe him. Well, he finally talked to my mom to let me go out, and I qualified for state my sophomore year, and that was kind of an eye-opener. And getting down there, I went 0-2, so it was kind of, I kind of had a really bad record. I kind of pulled a big upset at districts to beat the Elwood kid. But after I got to state, I wanted that feeling again to get back there. So I worked real hard. up on the wrestling deck working with people like Russell Walton, and Kale's strong enough that he's pretty good 215, and sometimes wrestling around with Kelsey and Coach, they're really good people to work with, and they've been at that level, so they know what to do and how to train you to be a better wrestler.
And so now that you're going back down as your senior year, what's your expectation?
You know, sophomore year went 0-2. Last year it went 2-2. I should have beat, where's he at? Samuel Parker from Sioux County last year. I should have beat him, but I got caught. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I want to get a medal, and I want to be on that podium this year.
Well, if you get to the quarters, that looks like that's who you're going to get again, and he's 25-4. But everybody's going to want to talk that this whole bracket, it's going to be Schaaf and Wardeen. Have you had a chance to see either one of them?
Yeah, actually I did. I never got to wrestle Schaaf. Red Cloud Blue Hill invite, he was there. He was first seed and I was third seed. I got beat by Tregan Mumford from Thayer Central, 3-1. And I got to watch Schaaf wrestle. He's not perfect, but there's certain things about him that's real good. He's really strong, and he's a big kid, and a lot of people look at him size-wise, and he's pretty intimidating, but I think I could get after him if I get the opportunity to wrestle him.
All right, buddy. Well, it'll be fun watching you down there, and we'll see you take a couple more shots. Or yeah. Whatever it takes to win. I'm not telling you what to do. You do what it takes to win.
All right, thank you.
Because I watched that Schaaf-Wardeen match last year. They stood around and grabbed each other quite a bit, too, and that's how it ended up wrecking the whole match. Let's talk to Kalen Schmidt coming in next. He's the 215-pounder yesterday. That was a pretty solid bracket at 215. Just making it to state has to be a big goal.
Yeah, it's a big goal.
I can already tell I'm not going to get as much out of as Kale here as I did out of Derek, but talk a little bit about what Derek was saying. You guys got some pretty good bigger guys. Coach talked about it. You guys probably have some pretty good sessions in the wrestling room during practice.
Yep. Yeah, they wrestling with Kelsey and Fouts and BJ, they really know what they're doing, so it helps you a lot when it comes to meets.
And, of course, you're on the other side of things. You're just a sophomore?
Yeah.
You really? Are you sure?
Yep.
Have you checked anything? You weren't held back, were you?
No.
I mean, I'm just telling you, folks, Kale looks like he's a pretty big, mature kid ready to do some things here. As a sophomore, at 215, you're wrestling kids almost every day that are older than you, but is that making you better?
Yeah.
No. I'm dead in here. Is there anything? You brought some ladies here today, didn't you? You had some girlfriends that came along for some Valentine's shopping?
No. That's his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. All right. I just want to make sure. Hey, good luck at state. Thanks for spending some Sunday with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Who wants to come in next? Heath. Heath Shannon. Okay, Heath's coming in. Heath finished as a fourth place yesterday at 171 pounds, and probably should tell you a few of these kids that they're wrestling. Heath, a junior, has 28 wins on the season, 15 losses. You're wrestling a lot of those third and fourth place matches. You've been in the consolations a lot, but you're winning them. What's it like? I mean, you get to wrestle more than just about anybody else on the team. You pile up 43 matches this year. You think you're coming along, learning some things, progressing a little bit like you want?
Not really. I want to work hard in practice, and I really don't. Just lazy.
I like the honesty. You'd like to get a couple more wins, though.
Yeah.
What's that going to take in Omaha?
Heart. More heart than anything. Work hard. Never fear anybody.
Are you learning some things from the upperclassmen?
Yeah. Davis kicks the living crap out of me in practice, which it's all right because I'm learning a lot of stuff, learning what I can do and can't do against stronger people. So.
What's some of the things you can do?
Switch. I can hit that sometimes. And stand-ups. A lot of stand-ups. That's about it.
Still got some work to do. Still got another year here as he's a junior. He draws a kid out of Aquinas Catholic in the first round. As you go to Omaha, well, what's bouncing around in your head right now as you get ready to go?
Go have fun. Whatever happens, happens, I guess.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good attitude. Heath, thanks for coming up.
Thanks.
All right, who we got left? Who's coming in? Oh, yeah, he's just a champion. He's just a champ. No big deal. It's no big deal. It's Aaron Davis. He's a winner. He's a champ. Aaron, congratulations on the district championship.
Thanks.
Tell me a little bit. Take me through the match yesterday. If I remember it right, a lot of what you wanted to do with Bryce, there was a lot of wrestling on the edge of the mat, and you seemed to do a lot of your your shots or your moves on the edge of the mat. There was a lot of restarts in the match, but you also, that's when you caught him, is you got a good shot at the end of the mat there at the end of the first period, I believe.
Yeah.
So was that the game plan? I guess I explained it all, so was that the game plan?
I just knew I needed to get my shots in on him, so that's mainly it.
Coach talked about it. It's an anticipated matchup since you hadn't had a chance to go against him. Do you get to watch these guys? Did you know a lot about him as you got ready to wrestle this match?
I knew he was pretty strong, and that's about it.
How important was it to win?
I guess pretty important. Get a better draw anyway for down at State. But.
Tell me about that draw at State. You're a 33-1 senior. He's going to take on Tyler Hart from Elkhorn Valley. Then it looks like a couple of kids that, I'm going to be honest. You could be walking in the parade on Saturday. You think about that at all?
Just got to take it one match at a time.
Oh, see, he's thinking about it. I can tell he's thinking about it, but he's giving me the right answer. I'm keeping my eye on this guy, Aaron Davis from Franklin. As we said, he's going to be wrestling at 152 pounds. He's a senior, got a chance to do some great things. Finally, Aaron, anything you want to tell us about how things have been going in Franklin this year? Everybody having a good time? This wrestling team pretty close?
Yeah. We're all pretty good friends and everything, so.
Well, that seems to make for a good time. Coach Thompson, come back in. Is it this quiet always in the wrestling room?
Is AJ or everybody?
Well, no, I mean, some of the guys are quiet, but not everybody.
Yeah, some of the guys are a little bit quiet and shy and until you get to know them. And I guess the biggest one is probably Kelsey back in the corner. Get to know him and he'll talk a lot. Kelsey's my assistant coach. He's wrestled at UNK a few years ago, made All-American there, and it's been really great to have him come down and help us out down at Franklin. So.
Well, and especially when he gets to show the big guys what to do.
Yep.
That Not that you don't have any idea what's going on, obviously.
That helps me out. I'm getting a little bit old. So.
Well, Coach, as we talked about what these kids are doing, I think you got some kids that are going to be winning some matches down there.
Well, we sure hope so. We like some of the draws that we got. We know we're going to have some tough matches, too. But that's to be expected when you get to State. So.
All right. Well, we'll let you guys head out and appreciate you taking some Sunday and driving up and being with us again.
Yep. Well, thank you, and thanks for everything that you do.
So. All right. The Franklin Flyers joining us here. Guys, good luck down in Omaha. We are going to take another break here.
Continuing our KKPR Wrestling Rally, one of the teams that was competing at the D3 meet at Amherst yesterday, the Elm Creek Buffaloes, who finished with three kids heading to the state meet, but look to do some good things once they get to Omaha. And we're pleased to be joined by Elm Creek coach John Schuster. And coach, I guess let's start off with the big picture here. A lot of people out there were surprised that the numbers were way down at Elm Creek this year, being a top 10 team in the state the last few years when you come out of Omaha. But it wasn't just that you didn't have a lot of kids go out. A lot of things, I guess, happened during the season that decimated your roster. So how did you approach districts yesterday? And I guess, are the numbers just down at Elm Creek?
We had a lot of adversity. We lost the Russell boy in a car accident, and then football injuries, Trevor Sutherland and Nathan Goodner, both knees. We had a young freshman that was supposed to come out, and he got burnt this summer pretty bad, and the doctor wouldn't release him. So there was like we had a lot of adversity. And we had a couple kids that we thought would come out and didn't come out. So, and that's why our numbers were basically down.
Talk about how the team then overcame that, because again, you still had some good kids, the ones that were out.
Yeah, we talked to the kids, and we said, well, we don't have quality, so we'll go with we don't have quantity, so we'll go with quality. So we ended up with four pretty good wrestlers.
Well, one of those came away with a district championship yesterday. A lot of people were looking forward to that 160-pound match, and Dalton Meyer wins it in overtime. Not a lot of activity in the match, but that's the way Dalton wrestles. Take me through that, and I guess the strategy you guys had planned going into that match.
Well, the strategy is not to tie up with LaFolle. So we faced him in conference just a week prior, so we knew exactly what was going to take place, so we didn't want him tying up where he could get thrown or something like that, or slide by or whatever. So we told him to be cautious and take his shots when he had them, and that's pretty much what he did.
We're talking with John Schuster, the head wrestling coach at Elm Creek. They qualify three for state. Another one that qualifies is Derek Stabenow. He's going to have to go in and face a district champion. Talk about his progression.
Well, he's had a tough go of it. He moved up, a couple classes, so that, I think that made a big difference this year. And he's just a sophomore, but as the year progressed, he got better and better, and we knew it was there. It was just a matter of time of getting him to develop and get aggressive and go after the kids. So we knew he had a good shot of going if he just wrestled his style, you know.
And finally, Coach, at 130 pounds, Dalton had the injury default out yesterday to Pozoza of Loup City. What happened with Dalton, and what's his prognosis for state?
Well, about a month ago, I guess, he started having elbow problems and went into the doctor and found out that he had a torn ligament in the elbow that he'd been dealing with since football. So yesterday it got stretched out pretty good. And it's kind of a wait-and-see type thing. He's torn about 80% of the ligament. So it's just going to depend on what the doctor says when we get down there.
And, of course, I'm looking at his draw here. It's not the worst draw I've ever seen, and he's on the other side of the bracket from the Glaus kid. So I guess if he can heal up in the next 4 days, things should look pretty bright for him.
Yes, yeah.
Take a look at your other two kids. Any concerns? We already talked about Derek being a number four seed, but what about Dalton and his draw at 160?
I think he'll be okay. I think Dalton can wrestle with any of them. He needs to get just a little bit more aggressive, but other than that, technique wise, he's got it all. He's got the full package. He's a strong kid, a smart kid, wrestles smart, and I think he'll be okay.
And for Dalton, he'll wrestle Jordan Russell of Garden County in the first round. The Wickman kid from Palmer is on the other side of the bracket. He does have the Nuss kid from Sutton and the Fletcher kid from Scribner-Snyder on his side, the Crane kid from Maxwell as well. So, Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us some time here during the wrestling rally today, and we look forward to seeing Elm Creek and all you guys down at Omaha this week.
Well, thank you very much.
Our studios, Doug Duda with you here on the Classic Hits 98.9 Wrestling Rally for the 13th consecutive year. We're talking to area wrestlers that have qualified for state. We're talking to area coaches, and we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that are joining us and helping make this possible. The state meet Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Again, B and C will have the early session Thursday. Classes A and D will have the late session, and that's where we are right now is in Class D. We'll hear from Ross Halford more on HuskerMat.com as well. Joining us and to those on the web at kkpr.com. Amherst, the number one team in Class D, but hey, Tyler Herman ranks them, so why not rank your own kids number one? But, Coach, you didn't have a choice this year. Everybody would rank you number one. What's that been like?
It's been all right. I don't think the kids think about it a whole lot. They just go out there and take care of business. I think really the parents are probably the ones that think about it more than anything. The kids, I don't know if they even really look at their ratings. They probably couldn't even tell you if they're rated or not. It's not important to them, which is how I like it, you know. They need to keep their eyes out of the newspapers and focus on what's going on the mat.
That's right. Listen to the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Tyler, you go in, you get the job done. I would think pretty much what you were anticipating yesterday. You win districts, you qualify 12 kids. School record, 12 kids?
No, I heard last night they qualified 12 and 82, I believe. Like Spencer Trampy's dad was on that team. So I think it was 82, if I remember. 82, 83, something along those lines, they qualified 12.
237.5 points. You win it by more than 130 points, I guess, here in your district. But I know that's not one of the things you guys were looking at. You were looking about getting kids down there and getting them in the right spots. And not everything was perfect for your kids yesterday either. You had a couple of kids get beat in the finals. That you won as many district champions as you can get. But now that you've had a little time to soak in everything that happened over the weekend, give me another assessment of how districts went.
You know, overall, I think it was a pretty good weekend. We knew coming in we had to get as many kids in Omaha as possible. You know, looking at Howells and Palmer and Oakland Craig, you know, they have some big guns. They're not going to have as many qualifiers as we have, but they got some big point scores, a lot of kids that are going to make the semifinals and probably even the finals. So coming away with 12 was a good number. Coming out with six chance, we were hoping for a few more. But I tell you what, our district, overall the numbers weren't there this year, but the quality of kids was still there, I thought. And come out with 12, I was real pleased with that.
Now that you take a look at the matchups, where are the key Palmer and Howells and that you may see in quarters or semis?
We match up head-to-head with Howells at 89 right away first round. Kalen Pfeiffer wrestles a budget of kid from there. And, other than that, we really don't see them right away, maybe unless we're crossing somewhere or, you know, advancing the tournament. But Palmer and Howes, they're ranked number one and three at 160, and those guys are in that same half of the bracket. And looks like we could possibly get the Palmer kid with Lofholtz in the quarters. But, you know, you really can't look ahead too much. You got to take care of, you know, one match at a time. You start looking ahead, that's when you get knocked off. You know, obviously every kid at the state tournament is going to be a good kid and basically take care of one match at a time.
When we talked with Coach Shadwinkle of Grand Island, they're in this, you guys, I think, are in the same boat. Everybody expects you to win. So when you have that around your neck, do you have to say some different things? You have to approach it differently?
No, I don't think so. Like I said, these kids just go out there and take care of business. They don't worry about what anybody else is saying. They don't. They might read Husker Mad, but I don't think they take it to heart. They know they got to go out there and wrestle tough. And, you know, I don't like people, you know, talking about how we got the points record and all that, because we're far from that. We got a lot of tough matches coming up. And like I said, there's three or four teams that are going to be after us hard. And we got to go out there and compete, and we got to win some big matches, put kids through to the semis, put kids through to the finals, and have a bunch on the podium. Because it's going to take a lot of team depth. It's going to take a total team effort to take care of guys like Howes and Palmer to keep those big guns away from us.
Well, let's talk to some of the kids. Justin Tobenheim's here. He's the district champion at 119, making his third appearance here at the wrestling rally. Not near as nervous as the first time?
There's still plenty of nerves.
Justin, congratulations on the district championship yesterday. It looked like you wrestled pretty real well in every match this weekend.
Thanks.
Tell me a little bit about, I was sitting there doing the matches yesterday, and one of the moms was right ahead of me and had the Amherst shirt on. State runner-up, 07, 08, 09. Now you guys are expected to win it in 2010. What would it mean to get the big trophy this time around?
I mean, it'd be pretty cool to win it this year. I mean, then we'd have three state runner-ups and a state championship for us seniors. And I mean, I think we have a real good shot to do it, but like Coach Herman said, we just gotta go down there and wrestle one match at a time. I know everybody says that, one match at a time, but that's the way we really actually look at it. We just gotta go one match at a time, and if we do how we've been doing all year, I think we'll be able to do it.
Do you look at the rankings? He says you guys don't look at them.
Well, I mean, I look at them, but there's just so much stuff there. I mean, once you get to state, anything can happen. Rankings don't matter. Records don't matter. It doesn't matter if you beat the kid once before or not. Anything can happen. Anybody can get on a roll. So, really, you just go down there and, like I said, one match at a time.
I thought you and Pacheco were going to wreck the room out there a little while ago. Everything's okay? Everything's fine?
Everything's fine.
Is it different when everybody's tasted defeat once? Does it make you change your outlook for the year? Does it wake you up? Does it make you more hungry? Did it do it for you?
Well, yeah. Actually, that's a good story. When I lost that match, I came off the mat, and I figured Coach Herman was just going to be right in my ear. But actually, he said, just look at, I mean, you got to, who. This match is just a stepping stone for state, and it just opened my eyes and made me that much more hungry. So that's kind of what it, I mean, it just made me realize that I need to prepare a little bit more and maybe get a little bit better down the road. And I think that's what I've done, and that's what everybody else has done, and we're ready to go down there and wrestle.
All right, Justin, well, let's get her done. Number one at 119 joins us here on the wrestling rally, and we've got five kids that have rolled in here, and Spencer Trampy joins us. Your dad ever give you any guff?
No, yeah, he always talks to me about wrestling, always wants me to try my hardest and all this. He about loves it more than I do.
Does he talk about how their team was a lot better than your team?
No, he doesn't really say much about their team.
Spencer, talk about... I guess your year as a whole, where do you think you became a better wrestler this year?
Oh, well, probably after like the holiday tournaments, I started wrestling a lot better. I went 2-3 at one of the tournaments, and ever since then, I've been wrestling pretty well.
Is it different being a senior going through the last time? I mean, a lot of seniors here, Justin's one, you know, is it different?
Yeah, you know, you have more experience, you know what's going to happen, you know what to look forward to.
I think we make too much of it as when we're older, coaches or parents or media people, and you guys don't think about this is the last time I'm doing this, this is the last time I'm doing it now.
No, we try not to think about that.
You think about what's going on after the meet, don't you? Spencer, hey, best of luck down at State. Thanks for coming in and giving us some time today.
All right, thanks.
Spencer Trampy of Amherst, who is going to show that you know, the team of 2010 better than the team of 1982 at Amherst. Now, we got a couple of they're both brothers, right, Tyler? You got the both teams, we got brothers, we're going to talk Shockey right here. Devin wins it at 135 yesterday. This Glendy kid from Callaway, he's been pretty good. Talk about getting back at him yesterday.
Yeah, I've wrestled him about twice, and the other time was at their Amherst tournament too. So,
what was different this time around?
It was basically the same feel, wrestling him, same type of match, did the same things. He did a little bit different up on his feet, but yeah.
That was the difference. Devin Shockey is with us. He's the 135 pounder here for Amherst. Give me what it's like in the wrestling room when you've got so many. Of course, you guys don't know what it's like to go into a wrestling room with five kids and trying to get one or two to stay. What's it like in the wrestling room every day? Is it as intense as one would think it is, or is it laid back, or is it different day to day?
It's about pretty hard going every day. Yeah, we really get after it.
Now tell me a little bit about Omaha, your thoughts as you get ready to go down here again as a senior, go down to Omaha, last time to I guess reach your ultimate goal. What are your thoughts as you get ready to go down there?
I'm just trying to get prepared for first match and then get to the next one. Hopefully I can get to the finals and make my best out of my senior year.
All right, Devin, we hope the same. Hey, thanks for coming in today.
Yep.
We're talking with the Amherst Broncos here on the KKPR Wrestling Rally, and three down, two to go. Wyatt Shockey comes in. Is he always that quiet?
Yeah.
Are you more quiet, or is he more quiet?
I think he's more quiet.
Wyatt at 140 pounds with even cousins, brothers, whatever you are, sometimes not whatever you are, I just mean in a general, but being brothers, being so close. Have you guys been wrestling since you were like three? I mean, have you guys had some pretty good battles? What's that like just between you two?
Yeah, we get after it a lot in practices and at home sometimes. But
of course, now he's older, you're younger, so what have you learned from him?
Kind of just to go out there and do my best every time and how to get out of some moves and
learn a few things from technical standpoint, a few things from otherwise. Now that you're getting ready to go to State, your thoughts?
It's kind of intimidating, kind of excited to go to State, hoping to place, hopefully. So,
you guys think, you guys talk about being state champions at all, or are you going to wait till it's all over?
We talk about it a little bit, not a lot. Just take every match one at a time.
All right. You'll be following your brother, hopefully, quite a bit on the mat this weekend. So we'll get him off to a good start, and you can follow, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Wyatt Shockey, sophomore, 140 pounds, joining us here on the Wrestling Rally. And we'll wrap things up here with Gavin Kenny. Now, this was one of the interesting stories yesterday at District. The 1 and 2 seeds did not make it into the final, and you're one of the reasons why you went through and won districts yesterday. Did you expect that to happen?
Well, the 2 and 3 seeds in my bracket, both of them I was up on when they beat me, so that was the reason I got seeded lower than them. So I knew that I could beat them, I just knew I had to come out and wrestle my match.
Well, then where have you improved here in the second half of the season that allowed you to do that, I guess?
Oh, I've just tried to not do the things such as put me in positions that are not going to win the match for me, use my head a little bit more.
You guys talk about how do you use your head a little bit more? Is it things the coaches say? Is it just, well, this would be more fun, but it's going to get me beat? I mean, how's that work out?
Well, it's just like some of the things to do when you get beat. Coach helps you out. Some of the stuff, you let you know what you're doing wrong to help you improve and get better so you don't do the same thing the next time around.
Well, you got some pretty good kids on your side of the bracket. Can you tell me anything about some of the kids you're going to have a chance to wrestle in Omaha?
Well, I know they're all pretty good, so all I know is I got to take one match at a time. That first match comes around, if I win that, so be it. You ready for the next one? I know they're all tough. Not one kid in my bracket's going to be a pushover, so all of them are tough, so I got to beat one at a time.
All right, Gavin, we hope that you and the Broncos have a great meet in Omaha. Thanks for coming in and joining us today. Tyler, before we let you get out of here, what color is the Gatorade that they're going to throw on you?
Yeah, we'll worry about that Saturday. We got to take care of business first. So.
Talk about the team as a whole before we let you get out of here. What's different about this group of kids than what you have sent down to Omaha and been the three-time runner-up?
You know, six of the 12 qualifiers we have are seniors. You know, a lot of these kids have been down to the state tournament before. A good portion of them have been state medalists, so they know what the atmosphere is going to be like. They've been in tough matches down there in Omaha, so I don't think anything's going to come to a, you know, as a surprise to them. They've been in that environment, and they know how to win tough matches. They've been there, done that, and I think a lot of these seniors are tired of the runner-ups. You know, 07, 08, 09, a lot of state runner-up trophies in our trophy case right now, and the last state championship team from Amherst was 06 when these guys were in junior high, so none of these guys have been a part of it, and hopefully looking to change that this year.
All right. Well, the last trophy, if I get this right, the last trophy to be presented is the Class D champion down at state, so let's see if the last name mentioned is Amherst, all right?
I sure hope so. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for all the hospitality yesterday as we had the finals over at Amherst, and Ron Evans and all those guys doing a great job. I know there's so many of them, and especially the moms that brought the food. That's probably the key part, is the moms that brought the food. And is that, I got to ask some more of these guys. They're a week away from getting to eat again, so they got to be fired up about that.
Oh, absolutely. They're looking forward to this time next Sunday. Their faces are going to be fat, their bellies are going to be full, and they're going to be in some good moods, I can tell you that.
All right, Tyler. Gold medals aplenty, hopefully, and we'll talk to you in Omaha.
All right, thanks for having us, Doug.
You bet. Tyler Herman and the Amherst Broncos, the best of luck as they...
Time to talk a little Class B wrestling here on our KKPR Classic Hits Wrestling Rally, and we're pleased to be joined with the coach at Adams Central High School, Dave Harper, and they competed in the B3 district this weekend at York, and we're just 2.5 points away from being champion. Aurora won it with 141.5. Adams Central was the runner-up with 139. Take seven kids, and coach, as we've been talking with many of the coaches, just your overall thoughts on how things finished up yesterday.
Well, we're happy with how things finished up. Taking seven kids is great, especially we're opening at three weights. So, I mean, we only left four kids at home that we brought, which, I mean, that's always exciting. And, we're thinking all week that finishing second to a great team like Aurora wouldn't be all bad, but once you get that close, it kind of stings a little.
Coach, we've talked so many times with Coach Linusky, and over the years, as you guys have continually done so well at the Luplat Conference Tournament, it doesn't always transcend into what happens in the Class B tournament because you're the only Class B school in that conference. But, boy, it didn't seem to be any drop-off here. In fact, you had a couple of kids that maybe even stepped it up a notch.
Yeah, we had a couple of kids that really stepped it up. Like I was saying, Jake Meyer, he came through, and he beat Kid and Grip Island in the first round. That's beat him twice this year, and beat a undefeated kid from Minden in the semis to get into the finals. So we were kind of worried about Jake getting in. I mean, being a senior year, and he was a qualifier last year, we were real worried about that, but he stepped up real big and came through for us. And then our 140 pounder Cody Gillen came through. He has a back injury and he's been hurt all week. He hasn't practiced, so he really toughened up and came through and slipped in there for fourth place.
How's he feeling now? What do you think his prognosis will be by Thursday?
I think he'll be all right. He came into Friday, and in the morning he said his back felt, you know, better, like 10 times better than it did on Thursday. And then he wrestled the Lehman kid from Grand Island Northwest, who's just a real strong kid, and he kind of twisted him around a couple ways, and his back was really bothering him in that match. But he got through and won that one. And then Saturday morning, wasn't really feeling the best, but he fought through it. And by the end of the day, he said it was kind of loosening up a little. I mean, I think it's just a little muscle tightening there, and so we just got to keep working on him. He's been working with the physical therapist, and I think he'll be all right by Thursday.
Dave Harper, the head coach at Adams Central, is joining us here on our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. Three district champions yesterday. Let's talk a little bit about how their day went. Christian Berry at 112. Of course, Adam Joseph at 130. And then also district champion and Jake Johnson at 152.
It was great. I mean, it was a first district championship for all three of those guys. So they felt pretty good about it. Christian had a great weekend. He didn't have any problems, even with the Seward kid in the finals. He only won 6-2, but he pretty much was in control the whole match. So he looked really good. And Adam, of course, wrestled
I mean, the way Adam always wrestles, he pinned his way through his bracket, and he's kind of looking forward to the state tournament and trying to improve on his fourth place from last year. And Jake Johnson, really, he had some trouble in the semis with a real athletic kid from Crete, and then wrestled the Raffi kid from Minden in the finals, and that was a real good match, which I think is good for Jake because he hasn't really had a lot of close matches this year. So, I mean, anything to get that in before the state tournament where they're all going to be close will be, I think, will be a good learning experience for him.
Overall, Dave, now as you get ready to take your seven kids down to Omaha, what's the goal, and where do you think the draws kind of set you guys up for?
The draws, I mean, I think we got some pretty good draws. I was kind of hoping that Christian would be away from the Scott kid and his bracket. That didn't happen, but other than that, we really weren't too disappointed with it. I think we can. Our team goal at the beginning of the year was top seven, and I think that's not out of the realm of possibility by any means. I think we can accomplish that, so that's what we're shooting for.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to preparations. Congratulations on the runner-up trophy yesterday at York, and best of luck to the Patriots when we see you in Omaha.
All right, thanks. Thanks for your coverage.
You bet. That's Adam Central Coach Dave Harper joining us here on the Wrestling Rally. We'll take a break. We've got a whole lot more coming up after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.